Hi there, and welcome to episode 95 of the Crippled System Podcast Show.
The final episode.
It's the final episode.
Well, after our topic today, we won't have any listeners.
Just no one will listen to us anymore.
We may be murdered on air.
Yeah, we're going to wait. We're going to wait on that topic.
I got really excited for a minute.
Thank you. My name is Nathan.
I'll point at you that. Now we know it's you.
This is Nathan. I played Pigs until Sunday. Now I play Convergence.
Yay!
I almost kept with Pigs.
And then you didn't.
Oh my god. It was going to be my last hurrah. And then I'm like, next year I'm going to be more serious. I'm going to play in like Masters events and Hardcores and Iron Gauntlets. Because I haven't played in a single Iron Gauntlet or Masters or Hardcore in my life ever.
Sure.
So I'm like, next year I'm going to start doing that. So this is my last hurrah for Pigs. And then I went 6-1 with my only loss being out of my stupidity, not out of them. And I'm like, oh my god, Pigs are amazing. So I almost stuck with Pigs. And
are
I'm like,
Pigs amazing or is Arcadius' theme force amazing?
Half of those wins were with Carver. I beat Doom Reaver spam with Carver.
That's impressive.
Yeah, I was proud of myself with that. But then on the way home, I'm like, man, I might actually stick with Pigs. And on the way home, I pulled out War Room and I started making Convergence lists. And I was giggling with joy over my Convergence list, so...
Yeah, that's how I feel about Legion.
Oh, I made a Lucant list, and I'm like, oh, Lucant is so good.
All right.
My name is Katie, and I play board games and Candy Crush quite a bit.
Candy Crush!
Yay!
Crush the candies. Candy!
Carl pointed out to me at War Machine Weekend that he was very far ahead of me in Candy Crush, so I had to catch up.
So Katie has to fix that.
That is a dangerous thing to do.
Isn't that what you did to Kristen, and that got her hooked on it again?
No, that's what Kristen did to me.
Don't hook friends on Candy Crush.
I officially quit, and Kristen was like, I got further than you.
So the correct response is, oh, okay.
What are you doing, Andy?
And then you're done.
No, but I can beat them.
All right.
Who are you?
I am Jeremy, Valiant418 on the forums. I play Rhett and Legion, and not very well either one at the moment, it seems.
To be fair, that's true.
That's true.
Like, I logged into Clash of Clans today,
mm-hmm.
and it turns out that there was half an hour left on a war that I hadn't even seen the beginning of.
Yep.
And I had been raided 7 times since the last time I'd logged in. And all 4 of my workers weren't doing anything. And I'm like, oh, apparently I don't play Clash of Clans anymore.
I have to decide whether to
double down or just uninstall it. I haven't decided yet.
He just lets me know when we're going to do a war.
Yeah.
And then I participate that weekend and then I just kind of forget about it.
She kind of farms when we're not boring.
I've reached the town hall level where it's like, yeah, it's going to take a month to get to the next town hall. And that one's going to take 6 months before I get to the next one.
It's rough.
So at that point, I'm like, so what am I getting out of this? And the answer is nothing.
The joy of crushing other people's souls.
You get something that wastes your time for you.
Right. And that's true. I mean, like, and I've talked about this previously with, like, his Band of Brothers game or Brothers of Butt Chunks, the ones that you played on your phone all the time. Like, last year, you recommended it.
I believe you, but I can't remember what
game
it was.
Blood Brothers.
Blood Brothers. So, like, every couple months, I download one of those games, I play it 24/7, every waking moment, planning out like all my like just fucking sure. get obsessed with it, and then like 2 months later, I'm like, oh, so this is my life now. Never mind, uninstall.
What's gonna happen when you look at your life and go, man, this is my life now? How do I uninstall that?
With a gun and the roof of my mouth.
All right, nice quick reset.
Yeah. Or just strap like duct tape chainsaws to all 4 limbs and jump off of a balcony in a crowded theater, like in a Michael Bay film, like in Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 7. Just rev them up and jump off.
Oh my god! Speaking of 7, I saw the trailer for Star Wars 7. It looks fucking awful.
The trailer is not good.
There's not actually.
It's two people talking and nothing else happening, and the talking is boring.
I think that's a fan-made trailer.
Yeah, there's no actual trailer.
Yeah.
Yeah,
no, I realize it's not like the real... No, I said it wasn't a real trailer. Wait. I said it could be real film. It may not... I didn't say it was the real trailer.
No, I was like, I feel like this is a parody or something. Wait. And he was like, no, I think this is it.
Like, they just finished shooting, like, a week ago.
That could be actual film. It could be.
Wait. Katie is asking the guy who had no idea that Star Wars 7 was occurring.
I knew Star Wars 7 was a thing now.
Dude, I don't
know. Now, not when we brought it up a year ago.
Well, sure.
I am pretty sure when the trailer of that movie launches, I'll know because my phone's going to explode because of all the Facebook messages I'm going to have. All the Facebook alerts. This is going to start a fire.
I saw it, but I didn't see any news on CNN. That's going to show up on CNN.
Possibly.
Or any other.
I'm still saying it could be real film, and if it is, that's a boring fucking scene.
I like the Age of Voltron trailer because James Spader sounds cool, and he's quoting Disney song lyrics, which is kind of neat.
I feel better now knowing that it wasn't a real thing. I was like, wow,
that's what she said.
Terrible.
I don't know what that means.
I don't know what that means.
All right, and who are you over there?
Oh, I'm Andy, Major Tusk on the forums, and I play something.
What do you play currently?
Are
you still Cephalix, or...
Well, if he ever primes them.
Yeah. Oh, poor Exelon. Yeah, sorry, he's my buddy on Facebook, but I have.
I know you're as much of a procrastinator as I am. I can't point fingers, but man, Andy, if you had gotten that guy painted, it would have been glorious.
Well, it would have been glorious.
Weren't you in a painting room all weekend for War Machine Weekend?
He was doing other stuff. He was assembling Trevor's friggin' illegal Striders.
Yeah, those are very illegal.
Very illegal, but very cool. But yeah, no, I was working pretty much all weekend, so there wasn't much I could do in that regards.
My name's Ralph. Brian's not here today.
He wants to distance himself from this podcast.
I'm Gordon Tremesco.
Yeah. I'm just saying. I'm Ralph.
I'm Chain of Tech Scott.
I'm Nigel.
Because no one knows what Scott looks like. Everyone knows Jay and everyone knows Trevor, but maybe I can get away with being Scott.
All right.
There's really a Scott?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I've met him.
I don't listen to Chain of Tech because who cares? But
Scott's the only person I ever know to be physically assaulted in a strip club.
I feel like lots of people.
I saw an old man get thrown out of a strip club. Because
no, he didn't get thrown out. They wouldn't let him leave and physically beat him up because he tried to leave without paying or some such thing. I don't know what he did, but like the bouncers wouldn't let him leave. Like he's the only person I know to have that happen to them at a strip club.
Classy.
Yeah, well, that's Scott for
you. So I met Jay this weekend or past weekend.
Jay,
Chain Attack Jay.
Jay Larson. Jay. And I have to say, you cannot play like you're the Cylon the entire time in the hopes that you will become a Cylon. It's bullshit. And they'd be like, I don't know, I'm not playing that way. I don't know what you're talking about.
Question, did he, as a Cylon, win?
He did,
because so apparently, you can do that.
I mean, you can. It's something that can happen. It's just, it's not nice.
Well, he was a Cylon.
He wasn't a Cylon when he did all the things.
You don't know that.
No, well, we do
actually.
Know.
No, I don't mean in the game. I mean actually Jay is a Cylon.
He might actually be a toaster. That could be.
It. But he was president the entire time, which if I'd known that he was going to be president, I wouldn't have also picked a political leader because that was boring for me. That's the thing. And two, he was just, like, he got all his quorum cards, he just never did anything with them.
Yeah, you guys lost to morale, and I guarantee he had inspirational speeches in that stack.
Right, and he was like, I never drew them. Sure you didn't.
Sure you didn't, Jay.
Sure you didn't.
Those 15 quorum cards you have, none of them increase morale.
And he wasn't even the Cylon in the second half, he was given a Cylon card in the last
half. Very end.
Which I was mad at Keith even more for that, because even though that was the right move
Keith
on Hooks. His part, yeah.
Keith Hooks, not Keith Christensen.
No, Captain Keith.
It made me mad because he gave in to what Jay's plan was.
Yeah, he could have chosen anyone to ride along with him, and
yes,
he gave
he
it to
have.
Jay. Got to meet Jay's husband. He was a cool guy.
Yeah,
yep. He played at Bowser.
He played Bowser with us.
Yeah, I know. It was part of that story that we were literally just telling.
But you weren't.
But you
were. You were in the room
there.
Though.
Yeah, I was.
Oh, were you?
I was there for the end of that.
Oh.
I was there for like the last two rounds.
You weren't memorable.
Keith had JR whispering.
I remember you fucking losing.
Yeah,
so
that was a bummer.
Shove it.
Here's the thing about his husband is I don't think he was interested in the first part of the game. So we had Jay playing as a Cylon the entire time, even though he wasn't a Cylon. And then we had uninterested Brian, not this Brian.
And I'm then, Ralph.
Like, and not this Ralph. And so like midway through, Brian got into it and he was like, oh, okay, this is pretty fun and I get it. But it was too late.
Yeah, the humans never
had
a chance.
When he was at his most fun, I had already given up as a human going, let's just lose faster. Because Jeremy was a Cylon lead. I'm like, let's just lose fast enough so Jeremy loses with us.
Yeah. What's funny is I was sitting on the two cards that if you had lost faster, I would have actually won. But because you drug it out a little too far, you went too far down on pop, and so I didn't win.
When the Admiral's a new player and they choose a one-distance planet.
He wasn't even the Admiral. Jay did the make the CAG pick this time.
Oh, whatever. The point is he had three cards to choose from, and he chose a one distance.
Well, I mean, it was the first time he played.
That's what I specifically started with. When the new player gets to pick, and they pick the one distance, you're like, oh, he thought that losing four fuel was bad.
Yeah.
He was wrong.
He was wrong. He should have jumped far. Yeah. Very, very far. We also had the longest string I've ever seen in Battlestar with no jump symbols.
Yeah.
Like, it was to the point where people were talking about going to the room that just adds a jump symbol, which I've never seen happen ever in Battlestar.
I grabbed the deck. It was eight cards in a row without a jump symbol.
That's bad.
I've never seen that happen.
Unless you were a Cylon or Jay.
That's what the first
Are we sure that Jay is just not a Cylon in real life?
That's
we're
what I said,
100%.
Yeah.
We're not 100% sure. We're not going to rule it out.
Okay.
Announcements.
What else do you have, Ralph?
I have an announcement. As of today, the Packers are the first NFL team in history to score 28 or more points in the first half of four consecutive home games. The radio announcer thought that was worth telling me, so I'm sharing it.
All right.
I just want to point out that I stopped listening.
Me too. That's why my eyes were closed, because I shut down, and that was like my memory repeating the radio that I also didn't care about.
I just heard the number 4.
Yeah, Brett Favre. He's our quarterback.
What's happening? December 6th. Yep. Thank you. Who's the Boss event in Madison.
Yes.
Charity event. Mega charity event. The true form of the Who's the Boss. With shenanigans.
It is the best Who's the Boss. That is 100%.
If you're giving money to the wheel to help homeless and hungry and whatever people.
Mm-hmm. Plus because it's... because
it's for tots.
Yeah. And because it's not a con, we have a little more time so people can call it challenges and stuff. I got a con. You just got to kind of get it and go.
This one is... It's really built to... To have fun at.
This is the true, like, not that people don't love Who's the Boss at cons and stuff, but this is the true Who's the Boss. Everything else is a shabby imitation of the real Who's the Boss happens in December in Madison every year.
It's an abridged version that you see at a convention.
Yes.
As compared to what you see it here, which is, you know, you have larger games, more shenanigans, more scenario tables.
Why the fuck are you doing? And Crump managed to ruin the last one by not being there.
And then I was Crump.
Yeah.
I have a trophy at home that says I'm the best Crump there is.
Yeah. Crump, you would have had a free Be the Best Crump Here trophy if you just shown up.
I don't know why you're so proud of it.
Katie was very embarrassed. So I was wearing my Crump trophy around the room. She didn't want to admit she knew me.
I forgot to bring my Nathan Hoffman all-around awesome person plaque to War Machine Weekend to put on my table every game.
You should have.
Damn it. Damn it, Katie.
All right. So I have one thing to say to Red Baron, who posted on here, who's saying that he's listening it through his Xbox. Xbox off.
I love that guy who made that his handle.
That was the most fantastic handle ever.
Just a moment of genius.
It was good stuff.
Seems like he could change
PlayStation
it.
Has that now.
Oh. What?
He did it on purpose. No, I understand him, but it seems like you could change what the keyword is. Like, if you wanted to name it to, like, Tinkerbell or something.
Xbox Tinkerbell, and then it shuts down?
Uh-huh.
I would just change mine to Xbox Nathan Hoffman. Then it would just turn itself off.
It just commit suicide.
Or it turns itself on.
I was going to say, anytime you talk, it turns me on. Oh, Smithers, you're so good at turning me on. I need
to name I'm Ralph.
Okay, Ralph. What else do you got for us, Ralph?
All right, those are the announcements. We have topics.
You have a couple.
Sure.
Ish.
Two topics.
I want to start with my topic, because I'm real fired up about it.
Don't look at my notes.
I was going to destroy your notes.
That wasn't a topic.
No,
you can have a topic.
Well, yeah, but all right, you're fired up about it.
No, it's fine. I don't want to do it anymore.
That's what she said.
Let's hear it.
No, you took all the joy out of it. We'll do it later. I'll interrupt you again later.
That's what she said.
No, it's not.
You took the joy out of it? Yeah.
That one, but not that we'll do it again later.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I was...
Yeah, that's what Brian was hoping.
Not what she said.
Not what she said.
I'll steal your joy later.
I don't have any joy. No, do your thing.
Okay, I'm going to do it. Here's the thing, is nobody should ever, ever shop at Home Depot ever, especially if they want to order something. Here's the story of the baseboard. Okay, so you go in and you buy a baseboard, and they're like, we don't have that baseboard in that color that you want, even though we sell a thinner version of that baseboard in the store. So we're going to have to special order for you. Would you like a quote first? Sure, I'd like a quote first. Quote took a fucking week to get. A week. Because apparently phones don't exist here. So, and... No, that was just to get a message that says, hey, we finally have the quote. And then I had to call him, and he wouldn't be there, and I had to call him back again, and he wouldn't call me and just say, hey, here's the quote, or can I email you, or any of these things that exist because it's the modern world. He just, like, wouldn't call me back in an appropriate time, or he'd be like, I work tomorrow from 2:30 to 5, so if you can call me then, if you call me when I'm not here, nobody knows what you're talking about. It was very annoying, okay? And so my dad finally calls. This is very important because my dad is a male.
What?
All of a sudden, the answer to the quote is done and everything gets paid for and it's great. So there's that. So then...
Wow.
It gets better.
So then it's supposed to be ordered in 2 weeks. Never got a call that it was in. And so I called my dad and he was like, well, it's probably just sitting there, so you need to call them. And so I call them and they're like, oh, yeah, Well, we need to set up a delivery for that. Are you sure you want a delivery and not to pick it up? And I was like, yes, I'm sure I want a delivery and not to pick it up because it's going to be super long. My car's not that long. And also, I paid for the delivery. So, yeah. Yes, I want the delivery. Okay, well, we're going to have to call you back because I don't know how to set up a delivery. Okay. So I called them back because they never called me back. And they're like, still don't understand how to set up deliveries, except for this guy might know how, but he's on another phone. Can we give you a call back in like 10 minutes? Yes, you can give me a call back in like 10 minutes. Never gave me a call back. Jeremy calls, who's also a male, to set up the delivery.
That
and
is
like,
true.
Sure, we can set that up for you.
Yeah, set it up right while I was on the phone. delivering it Tuesday.
So I'm not saying that they're sexist at the Home Depot, and also this ordering, which should have taken a total of 2 weeks from the day that I wanted to order it to the day that it was in my driveway, took, you know, like 2 months at this point.
I think it was a month, but it was still a long time.
It was
time.
A really long time. It was longer than a month. I called him back and forth for like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Trying to get the quote.
The quote part. The quote part was funny to me.
But there also seems to be a non-response to me in particular for whatever reason.
Question.
Answer.
How many Y chromosomes do you have?
I don't know.
So, all right. So we'll add genetic concepts to the list of things that women don't understand. So genetic concepts, math, and anything about tools was the real point I was making. You don't have a Y chromosome, so you don't know anything. Sweetie, it's cute that you think you can do anything with your house, but hammers are scary for little girls.
It's true.
So they had to work with the big man of the house. So next time, just stay in the kitchen, preferably barefoot and or pregnant, and mind your business. Woman. That's my impression of the Home Depot.
That's the next commercial.
they should totally use that as a commercial. Just, you stay in the kitchen, broad. We're here to talk to the man. The Home Depot. Sadly, there would be people who would start going there because of that commercial.
It's true.
It's kind of a normal commercial. I kind of like it. I have a side topic on the whole sexism thing. So then, you know that video that was online, like a woman walking through New York for 10 hours and she gets all these comments?
I saw the one with Skyrim, though.
Well, yeah. So,
did you see the one with the girl with painted on jeans?
Well, there's all sorts of things like that. So, you know, it's a really dumb video.
No one noticed except for like one guy.
Yeah.
I saw him with the girl with the painted on top. She was topless and then she just had a t-shirt painted on and that people noticed.
Yeah, well.
People didn't notice when it was the pants. She even asked the lady, she was like, do you sell these pants here? And she was like, I don't think we sell those pants here.
Nice. Well, yeah, but that's, I'm just talking about, you know, they walk for 10 hours.
Sure.
And like a lot of the videos, like this guy says, hey, like, see all this harassment? Hey, lady. And they're like, oh my God, this is the worst thing. And then everyone kind of, I love the memes of people like the Skyrim thing where it's 10 hours of a character walking through Skyrim or 10 hours of a person walking through all these scenarios. It's like my favorite thing in the world, those memes of that particular sexism thing.
I never saw that video.
Well, there's another one that it's not, because she's just whatever, just her. There's one where like the woman's got like a pink corset with a camera here and like, and it's like, oh, people look at the corset. Well, no shit.
It's
neon
pink
tits hanging out. Yeah. Like, I don't care if you're a heterosexual female, a heterosexual male, a gay female, or a gay male. When you see bright pink tits coming down the road, you're gonna go, what? Like, what the fuck are your tits hanging out for? Like, you're not even necessarily ogling her. You're just like, Jesus.
I haven't seen that video.
Like, either. When I see the car driving along with all the rubber duckies glued to the top, I'm not jerking off staring at the rubber ducks. I just go, what the fuck?
Well,
I do it later.
That's
listen,
appropriate.
I haven't revealed your fetish. You shouldn't have revealed mine.
Everyone, by the way, if you are listening, you don't know his fetish, you're like the third only people, because Katie was drunk, just
Katie
shouting into
the
sky.
Oh my God.
Everyone on War Machine Weekend knows his fetish now, so if you don't know, you should watch War Machine Weekend.
Really?
Yeah,
she was on multiple podcasts, drunk and feeling chatty.
Oh no.
Well, we were playing board games with somebody and she started telling the people about it and Jeremy's like, oh my God, Katie. And then I just joined it in and Jeremy and I just started high-fiving over the fetish.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, whatever, Jeremy's out, I'm going to make him feel better. High fives.
To be fair, everyone I talked to was like, oh yes, I also have this fetish. So, you know, you guys can be fetish buddies. I made you friends. This
Thanks,
is something
Ben.
That you guys can
Thank
connect
you.
Over.
I'm glad I'm not facing the camera right now.
A little beer and be like, hey, buddy, you want to talk about our fetish? We're friends now.
I don't think that's how that works.
I told somebody we're friends now. Now they're my friend.
It was Trevor Christensen.
Oh, yeah. Trevor Christensen and I are friends now.
Because she told him they were. And he's like, okay. No,
it is ape law.
He's looking less and less like JR now. He's starting to grow the beard.
As he has the beard growing in, yeah.
The blight beard.
Alex, by the way, had a fantastic beard at War Machine Weekend. Yes. I was jealous of Alex's. Like, I have a
Clockwork
like,
Vox not, Alex shaver.
Yeah, like, I'm not embarrassed by my beard or anything. It's a good beard, no. But like, Alex's beard was a beard.
Yes.
That was a beard people aspire to.
He spends an hour a day on it.
Like those marble statues of Zeus.
Yeah, that's the beard he has. Yeah, it's true.
It's a lot of hard
work. Alex and I were yelling. So on Destiny, we, for some reason, him and I can't hear each other. Everyone else can, but we can't. But JR's, he plays the sound through his TV and then has the microphone. So what him and I try to do is yell so loudly that we can hear each other through JR's mic through the television. It works sometimes.
I think that probably one of you two has someone muted.
We checked several times.
Destiny does that every software. Two people just can't
You'll hear get an error. We get an error when we log into it, whether it's a fire team or a party chat. We get an error when we log in that just says, your NAT types are incompatible. Well, we're both NAT type 2. Everyone else in the group is Nat type 2, but okay. Yeah, I don't know what it is, but
it's a weird thing.
For some reason, Alex and I just don't ever get to talk to each other. We got it to work one time, and we've run the vault like 14 times.
Do you like hipsters? Is that?
I don't. Maybe my PS4 doesn't like hipsters, though. Maybe that's the problem.
Hipsters are terrible.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I do love the Glove and Boots video that's the evolution of the hipster. It's like, the caveman had the beard and was filthy, but wasn't snooty, and then beatniks were snooty, but they weren't filthy, and like it just gets all this stuff together. It's like, here you have a hipster.
Yeah.
Speaking of cheating in War Machine.
Oh my god.
Well, we should preface this as we have the 10-foot pole.
Preface the shit out of this.
Yeah.
Okay. Warning. All right, Ralph.
Disclaimer.
Yeah.
My name is Ralph, and here's a disclaimer. I have notes. Obviously, cheating has been discussed a lot over the week on the forums and the Twitter.
It's not
and
just
the
this
world.
Week. It's been being chatted about in various forums for a while.
And even though some of it hasn't even been, a lot of it that happened was even at War Machine Weekend where it wasn't even talked about online. I think it's got so overwhelming. So we thought we'd talk about cheating in general. We are
in general.
We are in no way trying to refer to the variety of events that have occurred over the past week. We are not pinpointing those events.
If any events occurred.
A few weeks ago, there was an incident that people were very worked up about as well. So
we're not calling
there have been
out
incidents.
Those, yeah, so there have been incidents, and we are in no way calling them out. We are not referencing those particular people. We have no comments or concerns or issues or thoughts. Well, we have thoughts.
We're not going to say them
on
air.
The air.
Nor even the fact that we're talking about cheating and we're mentioning these incidents doesn't mean that we're saying that those people in those questions actually cheated either.
Right.
Like, correct. No connection. It's just topical.
But I think also, I think some of the things we're going to talk about, I think will be good for players when they go to events. I think there's some things people don't realize is happening in conventions that people aren't aware of. So we wanted to prepare people for some of the things that do exist, unfortunately, in competitive War
Machine. And they seem to be happening. Like, part of the reason we're bringing this up is we've all talked about this off air, off and on, for probably the last year, that it feels like it's increasing. Like, as a general thing, it feels like you run into it more than you used to.
As a general thing, War Machine is getting more competitive.
I think that is what it is.
With the WTC and War Machine. I mean, War Machine Weekend, like, you know.
And Iron Gauntlet.
Like, five years ago or so, we went down to War Machine Weekend. The last chance qualifier was, like, 16 people, and, like, the top three got into the Invitational.
Yeah.
Like, it was just, whatever. You know, and now it's hundreds and hundreds of people. Yes. I mean, it is.
Well, that and things are videotaped now. I don't remember them being videotaped when we first started playing. Like,
no, the first game videotaped was 2 years ago. War Machine Weekend was like the first game to ever be videotaped. Was the final game of the Invitational,
which actually caused issues.
The very first game they ever recorded caused issues. But be that as it may.
All right, so that's the disclaimer. Did anyone have any pre-cheating discussion talk thoughts?
Well, also,
this isn't just about War Machine in general. It's about all competitive games. I mean, it happens in
A lot of the things we're going to talk about are specific to War Machine.
But it is, right. Yeah.
Right. But it's Magic the Gathering. I've seen that happen in there. I've watched a lot of videos on it. It's actually intrigued me to no end. I have no idea why.
Andy wants to learn how to cheat at Magic the Gathering. That's what you can all take
away.
Well,
no, I know how to cheat, but it was very interesting. I saw a recent post on Facebook about somebody who had been banned permanently by Wizards of the Coast.
Sure.
And I wanted to see why.
That wasn't the butt crack guy, right?
No.
He just got like a year.
Yeah, he got a temporary suspension or whatever.
What?
Yeah.
He took pictures of people's plumber's butts. And he posed like all solemn. Yeah, he got like a year-long ban from tournaments.
He deserved that, I think.
for being it was bullying. It was bullying. My favorite Magic the Gathering cheating thing that I found out about is just like Jim was saying, this is something that you could do like consistently. It was like a full on trick. Is like if you're losing, just scoop like kind of like, you know, start to pile up your land and everything and whatever, and just go, well, I guess you got me. And then if they actually like take their stuff and like put their discard pile back with their stuff they lose.
Yep.
Because you didn't technically concede. You were just musing out loud that you were in a bad position, and you were just touching your cards.
Yep.
And once they put their discard onto their deck to pack their stuff they up, lose. They forfeit because they cheated by putting their graveyard back onto their deck. And dirty. Then you just put your lands back down and go, oh, what are you doing? I was just straightening stuff. Yep. Oh, I guess you lost.
Yep.
Such a dick thing.
It's magic.
I'd be so pissed.
It's magic.
I would have punched them.
Well, I mean, in Magic, you have events where you're playing for sometimes $10,000 in some of those tournaments. So
there are thousands of dollars on the line at Magic tournaments.
That is the biggest difference between this and War Machine. Where are you playing for?
There are thousands of dollars on the line at War Machine.
For a $10 to $20 trophy.
Yeah.
Hey, some of those trophies probably cost
$30. E-cred.
E-cred's a big thing.
E-cred is a big thing.
And that's why I think this is happening more, because you have Iron Gauntlet, you have these master events, people qualify throughout the year, you have multiple these big cons, people want the credits to be one of those top contenders.
Yeah. And what I was going to throw out before we started talking is obviously the topic is cheating, and these, you're going to list types of cheating. Be mindful that you, me, anyone, listeners, you could also be doing some or all of these behaviors unintentionally and subconsciously, whatever. Be mindful that this is also this is not necessarily intentionally dirty play. It's just dirty play, and
some of it's accidental cheating.
Yes, yeah. But that's a thing. Like, not just this isn't just look out for assholes that do this because they're cheating assholes. This is also look out for if you're doing it because you're being an idiot.
Yeah, you know, the first one's a very good example. Of that. Very good, good segue. All right.
I want to say something.
All right.
I really like cheating. I love cheating. I think it's great. Especially games that are like just luck and like Monopoly and like Scrabble. That's so much fun to cheat. You know what's not fun to cheating? Things that are like intelligence-based games.
I cheated against you in Words with Friends for every game we ever played. I cheated. Every game I beat you when I cheated. I use that little word for friend dictionary thing.
Yep.
I got a good streak against Katie. She was mad at me. I mean, I cheated every single time.
Yeah, Brian suddenly got infinitely smarter. I wonder what happened.
I thought you just got better.
Nope. I took those words.
Yeah, those great at cheating, but anything that's like a measure of your intelligence, I feel like the only person, if you're intentionally cheating, is yourself. Like, you're just saying, I know that I'm not smart enough to beat anyone else here, so I guess I'll cheat. That's my biggest thing.
So the moral of the story is never play Katie at Monopoly or Scrabble.
Yeah, don't play against me in online Scrabble.
Don't play online Scrabble.
I got bored of winning all the time, so I just stopped playing those games.
Yeah.
I guess my goal for our conversation coming up here is that I want people to be playing better and cleaner overall. That's really the main goal. And that way you can try to trust your opponent to play the same way.
Yeah. Well, I also... Sure. Okay.
And good. My name is Ralph.
It says right there on your name tag.
It's Ralph.
Sign up. The last time I blatantly cheated at a game was like 15 years ago. It was a game of Mafia, which is the same as Werewolf, for those of you who don't know. And we pulled out all the slips, and I was Mafia, and we did the eye-opening thing, and it was there's three of us, and only two people opened their eyes because one person's an idiot. So we had to negate the game because the two of us were like, there were only two of us, so we had to put all the slips of paper back in the hat. And I really wanted to be fucking Mafia, so I palmed the piece of paper so that I could be Mafia again, and somebody saw, so I got winched the first goddamn day. So that's what I got for cheating.
See, that's also an acceptable game to cheat at.
Or arrested, or whatever the mafia version of Werewolf is.
Yeah, that's the same basic thing.
I was eliminated by the player vote the first day because they're like, yeah, I saw Nate Palm that. He's totally still Mafia.
Hey, remember when the captain was the bad guys the entire time?
Yeah.
That was funny.
Remember that time when the very first mission I failed it, which we never fucking do. So Katie instantly knew it was me, and she called out the other three people. One failure, Katie's like, it's these four people. I forget, Katie, did my team still win?
Your team still won because nobody ever listens to me.
Hey, Nate.
Because you're a woman, and we all trained at the Home Depot.
Hey, Nate.
Even though one of them said, man, I can't believe she called it on the first round. Out loud.
I was being all sarcastic. I'm like, oh, that's right, Katie. You totally got us the first round.
It wasn't you. It was...
And then somebody... Charles Foster III was on my team. Yeah. And I looked at his card, and I'm like, oh my god, he's told. Oh no, I had to put something face up. I got revealed or whatever. And he winked at me, and Katie's like, he winked at him!
No, that was the captain.
Yeah, yeah, it didn't matter. Didn't matter, we still
Nobody
won.
Nobody believed me.
Hey Nate, did my spy team manage to fail all three of the first three missions in a row? Did we do that? That was probably pretty cool.
Awesome. Yeah!
After anyway, he looked at my card.
My favorite Katie moment ever in Resistance. Is when Jeremy, myself, the captain, and
Keith.
It was, yeah.
We were all spies, and Katie knew that Jeremy was a spy right away from the get-go.
Yep.
Turns and gets a card to look at Jeremy's card.
Yep.
After she's been proclaiming that Jeremy's a spy this entire time. Looks at Jeremy's card and goes, I told you guys he was Resistance.
I always get the names mixed up.
No, he's a spy!
It's too late.
That story is always good to hear, especially the 85th time.
I just can't. So,
that's
cheating.
What you get for being our friend.
I know.
It's your reward.
I do the same thing. It's just...
I think we're trying to change the
subject. I was going
to
say, I think you guys are all
trying to change the subject. Well, we also talked about how we want to get topics to be shorter, and this does not help us keep our shorter topics. So when it's a 45-minute topic, it's not my fault.
Well, that's right. Fine, because we're going to do this one topic and then move to Zappity Grumble. Like, that's the other way to keep the podcast shorter, is one topic.
Yeah. All right, let's go.
Come on.
Ralph, you have topic notes.
Anytime, Ralph.
Thank you. I'm like, who's Ralph? Oh, yes, me.
Segway. So I segwayed about accidental cheating.
The bully cheater is my first description of a cheater.
How is that accidental?
Well, it's a bully cheater.
Okay.
This is very simple.
It doesn't feel like cheating, kind of.
This is something that happens more by an experienced player versus a non-experienced player. This is something that I saw happening about a year and a half ago, and mentally have made sure I don't go in the situation, because I may have been in that situation previously. Like you mentioned earlier, be careful what you do. And this isn't really a rough cheat, but it's basically, let's say I'm playing Jeremy, and it's Jeremy, and Jeremy has traveled 6 hours to get to this tournament, and I'm a local, and he knows, oh man, that guy's been in Masters events and everything, and we're playing, and somewhere...
He's on a podcast,
and he does Masters, and this is my second tournament, and I'm having fun, and then somewhere around two or three, we get in a rules dispute, and I'm basically like, look, this is the way it is because I've played this game forever. I don't say you're the new guy, just shut up and listen to me, but it's basically...
You're saying that in everything but your words.
And then Jeremy is like, well, I guess it's fine because he plays more than me, and I'm not going to call a judge, and you play, and sure. And I will say probably more times than not, the experienced player will probably be correct, but no one's perfect, and people make mistakes a lot, and I hear it happening all the time where... Yeah, we argued, but he got his way. I didn't call a judge. I didn't want to cause a scene, and then I lost, and I was right, and that's such an annoying thing to happen. So that mentality of a gamer, you're basically cheating. You think you're playing it right, but you're wrong, and you're bullying the other person into submission.
Or if it's like a new faction or something like that, and you started that faction, started playing that faction since it was released. And it's not really a faction that's well known to everyone else yet.
I was telling you
it's
the other day,
one way to misinterpret a rule and then play that rule wrong the entire time.
Yep, I've been caught with making. I've played a rule wrong for years and realized some from random person.
Well, coincidentally, Jeremy was showing me. I don't think Jeremy was trying to show me what I was going to bring up, but for years in Madison. Oh yeah, it's unrelated, but it's kind of related. Years in Madison, I don't know who started it. But since we all thought it was the same thing, it became a Madison rule that frenzies ignored lost aspects.
Yep.
For years, things would frenzy, and you get all three dice, because it's frenzying, it ignores lost aspects.
Why wouldn't it?
Sure. And so I'm sure, locals from out of time might have come in, and we might have shouted them down. And
we thought
wrong.
That was like, I wasn't playing with you guys yet, but you guys still thought that the first time you guys hosted the Mayhem Cup, which was a lot of out-of-towners.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm sure it got ruled that way.
That's probably where we found out about it. Probably. With somebody there, like, actually opened the rule book and said, idiots.
Yeah. We played with that for a while.
And some players, like, I'm immune to that because as a receiver, if I'm arguing with someone, I don't have the ability to say, hey, stop and call a judge. But some people are afraid to call judges. They don't want to create a scene. Other personalities are like, well, fuck you, you're wrong.
Because they think they look like the asshole.
Yeah, and they don't.
If you're like, listen, I know how it's done, and I know I'm right. They think if they go, I'd rather have a judge. They think that makes them look like a dick because they don't believe you and whatnot.
My friend Brian's immune to that though.
The other thing that I've had happen to me before is I've called over a judge because I didn't know the rule and I just wanted to make sure. And obviously, I don't know anything about War Machine ever because they were always right.
Are judges from the Home Depot?
I hate you. But anyway, one of the things that one of my opponents did was like every time I only did it once, but afterwards he was like that, and it was like a I don't know how you describe.
Yeah, I mean, he was all, he. Anytime you had questions, he'd be all. He would make you feel guilty about trying to call over a judge because he'd ask all, act all exasperated
and you know
about
what?
Everything.
It's my time. I can do whatever the hell I want with it. And one of the things that because acting that way, and if he was right, it discourages the person from asking the question again.
And
the, and you can do whatever you want on your time because it's your time.
Well, the other thing is sometimes you do need to ask that question on their time, and that's when they get really bent out of shape about it.
Yeah.
And you're like, no, this is important. I need to confirm this. And the worst, the other thing that can happen here, and I think part of why you run into people that don't do this, is if this happens even one time, someone gets way less likely to call a judge. I've known a rule for a fact, but I don't have my book with me. Someone tries to do something that's wrong, but they're a local at whatever tournament I happen to be at. I call the judge over. The judge comes over and he goes like, yeah, no, that's right. And I was like, well, can you show me in a book? Or like, do you have any kind of proof? Like, feel free to pause the time or whatever. But like, if you have a book, I will show you in the book where that's wrong. And they're like, nope, I'm the judge. Shut up. It goes his way. And like, I've had that happen to me multiple times when I'm out of town or at a tournament. And it's really frustrating. Like, the judge is just like, well, my local must know because this local plays all my tournaments and he's really good.
Yeah. Well, that's a slightly different problem, but that's...
But it's
that's,
related
yeah,
to this.
It's related.
And it's part it's of why cousin. A lot of people that travel don't push it to the let's call a judge. Because if it's not a con, you're saying, hey, guy that plays all the time, let's call over your PG you hang out with all the time and get him to convince you you're wrong.
Yeah.
Which feels like a losing
and
battle.
They might have the same problem that we had in Madison, where we all just played that way.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Incorrectly.
And so they just all think that's the rule.
But, the, I mean, and that's a secondary tier of it. But the first tier is at least you, and that's the more important thing, you were comfortable and confident and okay with your ability and your privilege to call a judge.
And that's my point, is you should call a judge, even if you had a bad experience, I guess is my point.
At the last chance qualifier, somebody called a judge over because they thought I was playing a rule wrong, and they wanted to double-check. And he, like, you know, we called the judge over, and I'm like, that's fine. And the guy kept apologizing saying to me over and over. He's like, I'm sorry, I'm calling a judge, I'm sorry. I'm like, don't worry, dude. Yeah. Don't worry. We want to make sure it's right. Just no worries.
Yeah.
You know, it's I'm not gonna hate you because you wanted to double check the rule.
Yeah,
you know?
There's a million rules. Double check something. I
have with that. Yeah, it's very easy to not know a small side corner case rule in this game. Very easy.
Yeah.
Or you know things like how mounted units
light cav get to move 5 inches after their activation. Katie,
who knew?
Well, everyone knew that
if they're able to have a combat action.
And it doesn't even necessarily have to be a corner case thing, like again, like the crippled aspect things like we had. Like mine was, it was a frenzy charge, and the guy, he was under the impression that frenzy charges were center to center.
Oh, wow.
Somehow that was how he had learned it.
That would make them way worse.
Well, I might have been playing Arcadius at the time.
Ooh.
So, you know. Yeah. But the point is, you know, and that's fine. And maybe it was a Mark 1. I don't know that it ever was. But it doesn't matter. The point is, I was perfectly happy. I mean, it was an important thing. And I don't want to just go, no, you're wrong. You're totally charged. It's a normal charge. Duh.
Yeah.
You know, I called the judge over. I'm like, you know, how do they work? And, like I said, the guy's, you know, I'm sorry. Don't apologize. Don't feel bad.
No. That's what the judges are there for.
Yeah.
Honestly and truly, that's why there are judges at these cons.
As a judge, you know the thing that we hate the most on this planet, out of every possible thing that can happen to us as judges, is find out after a game that somebody wished they'd called a judge over.
Yep.
Yeah.
It pits, and not just judge with a J, like any TO running an event, anytime Andy's running an event, Brian's running an event, if you find out after the game that somebody didn't call you over, you're like, well, why the fuck didn't you call me over? Like, I could have done something, I could have solved something.
Yeah.
You're impotent after the fact, and now this guy's pissed that guy shouted him down.
Yeah. Yep. So that was the first one.
Yeah, that's a thing.
And it does happen.
Okay, and that's cheating. I mean, it's cheating related, but it's, you know, it's... So my next one is...
And sometimes it can be on purpose cheating. Yeah, exactly. Like, because somebody's getting caught cheating, and they know that if they just shout the person down, they won't get caught as easily.
Yeah.
Because if a judge get called over, and then the judge is like, you know better than that, Steve.
Yeah.
All right. Next
sorry
one.
To Steve.
Sorry, everyone.
Steve is my now hypothetical cheater. I'm going to use Steve from now on.
We're going to be with Steve.
He's Ralph. You're Steve.
Hey. Nathan. They're up to the So my next one is the quick play cheater.
Get a knife.
Now, when I say quick play cheater, I'm talking about... This happens, I think, again, to more people who've played more or people who are in the zone. Let's say you're about to run, you're about to do an assassination run. You have to kill you have your caster who can charge their caster with no fury. It's a shoo-in unless you roll out. You know, it's a shoo-in kill. But there's 2 miles you got to kill on the way there. So you're like, you grab those dice and you do the math in your head. You're like, okay, both attacks, all I need to hit roll is a 4, and it's an auto kill because my power is blah. And, you know, so 2 4s, I win the game.
Yeah.
So you go and you pick up the dice. You quick roll the first one. You see a 5, whatever. You pick up the dice because they haven't even stopped rolling. Your opponent's like, hey, slow down. You roll your second pair of dice and you're picking it up so fast. And your opponent's like, wait, stop. That was a 2-1. Yeah. But in your mind, you're like, well, I'm obviously, in your mind, you've won the game. And you've now, you're the victorious. You're just getting rid of this nonsense of pushing things out of the way to win it.
Right.
And so many times, people are like, just, you know, you're going so fast, you're not letting the dice stop, and you're picking up this 3, you're picking up this 2-1 when you needed a 4 to hit, and now you're in this really awkward argument because you didn't let your opponent actually see the dice you rolled because you were such a giddiness, and they know it was a 2-1, but what can they do now?
Or maybe it was a 2-2. I mean, it's the same thing. Even you don't even have to be wrong to be wrong here.
Yep,
like, it could have been a 2-2, and if you scooped it before they saw it.
And the thing is, this happens more frequently. It happens when you're in the zone, like Ryan said, when you're right about to do kill. It also happens when you're playing time turns and it's your feet turn and you need to get some major work done and you're on your extension and you have a minute left.
Or it's the last it happens on death clock.
It's the last 2 minutes of death clock. Like, there's situations that make it happen more often.
But you have to let your opponent see the dice.
Yeah,
and if your opponent's not making effort to see your dice, that's a different problem.
That's different.
But
There's a side argument along with this is. The thing that I struggle with as a newer player is that person knows that they have like a mat 6 and they know that my defense is 14 and so they know that they have to roll 8, so they'll roll something and then pick it up really fast. And it's like, I don't even know what you need to roll. So even if I can see the dice before you pick them up, I don't know if an 8 was legitimate or you needed a 9 or you needed...
They've made all these assumptions in their head.
Because I don't know what their mat is. And it's like, I can't verify the dice that you just picked up because you never told me what your mat
is. Or non-dice related, there's always the, all right, and then this guy charges here, and then this guy... I don't know how fucking far that was. You waved your tape measure vaguely in the direction of that model, and then you moved him. Like, who the hell knows how far that guy
moved? It's a different kind of...
Take down a notch. That's next.
That's next.
Okay, well, they tie in together because that is a fast play thing as well.
It's a quick play slash sloppy, which I'll get into sloppy in a second.
Sloppy is a little bit different, but yes, quick play with the dice.
Sloppy is when that happens in slow-mo also, but yeah.
The other thing that's related to that is, and I don't think you have this as a separate thing, is marking damage. Someone roll, you roll or someone else rolls or whatever, and you're just like, take 8 to the whatever, and you don't give them time to see the dice, or they say take 8, and you're like, sure, I'm marking it, whatever, I'm going to continue on with other things. And like, you have to actually take the time to mark the damage. Like, they need to be able to see your card or your war room map or whatever it is. Like, I have seen people accidentally, friends of mine that I know were not doing it on purpose, I have seen people be like, oh yeah, you totally did 12 damage, don't worry about it. And then the next turn, I'm like, so that guy's got 12 damage on him. They're like, no, his card's fresh. And I'm like, well, no, fuck it is. Like...
Or they'll find out, like, as they're marking down damage, they're like, oh crap, this is on the wrong jack.
Yeah, the wrong jack. Oh, and that I actually see happen more often is you're running especially in Hordes, you're running, you know, 4 beasts and you're like, well sure, you hit my Ravagore, go ahead. And then the next turn I'm like, why is my Scythian's mind out? That doesn't make any sense. He's way over here.
And that's not really more so cheating, but that's just
it is though. It is legitimately cheating. Like, it's not premeditated. Like, people think of cheating as something you do with a premeditated intent to win the game.
Correct.
But it's still cheating.
Correct.
Even if it was accidental.
I will say, though, people who do that, sometimes when you'll see your opponent look down, and they just look like someone punched them in the face. And you're like, what happened?
Yeah.
I marked all my damage wrong. And they're like in the state of shock because they just take like a turn of damage wrong. They don't know what to do. And you're like, and you both stare at each other confused. Like, well, let's guess at something. And it's awful because both of you feel bad.
And there's almost the best solution in that case, in my opinion, is call over a judge and talk it through together. Don't pause your clock because you're not allowed to pause your clock. Have the judge pause your clock, talk it over, and make sure you're both comfortable with what happened. But what usually winds up happening, and this goes back to Brian's first form of cheating, is, and this is something I struggle with hardcore. I'm not a top level player, but I'm a loud, very aggressive, verbally player. Like, I just am. I'm not as withdrawn a person as a lot of War Machine players. I'm just not.
What?
I know, right? So. It's weird that I would wind up on a podcast. So I'll be like, no, it's fine. Just don't worry about it. You take like 15 damage to column 3 and 4 on this beast and like 12 damage to this beast on column 3 and 4. All right, let's rock and roll. And my opponent's like, sure, okay. And like, in their opinion, that's completely 100% wrong. But I just like bowled them over. And like, I used to be worse about that. And I've tried to get better about that, especially if it's someone I can tell is a little bit newer to the tournament scene, because you have to be even more careful about some of these things when you're playing against a newer player. Yeah. And like, if I'm playing someone like Brian and I tried to do that to Brian would be like, the hell, I
go
will.
Go fuck yourself.
Yeah. Ralph. If I told Ralph to do that. Yeah,
Brian left.
He was never here.
Yeah, he's never here.
But like, if I'm playing some new guy that just started playing, he's like, well, he seems to kind of know what's going on. So he's probably right.
Yeah.
And I've been on the other side of that as well. And I've been angry at myself later for having gone along with it. Like, a lot of these kind of roll together, but that's my point, is they're kind of...
As what somebody mentioned on here, too, the favorite saying is that the judges are there so that you can hate them and not your opponent.
Or yourself.
Yeah.
I mean, that's...
Hate this guy.
Going
hate.
Back so, to the person who does the math in their head, by the way, is
Marshall.
They don't... Well, well, there's
we're not
that.
Even names. Come on.
All name Marshall's name. That was the most surreal fucking thing. God, I'm like, Marshall, I'll print the forms out for you. Like, that was the thing. It was field testing. He didn't have a printer. I'm like, I will bring you fucking printouts.
I was going to say, we should probably mention why we mentioned Marshall remembering.
We've talked about this before, I think. Marshall would run Legion Beast Swarm list, and he'd have no cards because it was field test. He'd be like, I do 7 of the 1. Okay. And I do 3 of the 5. All right, his spirit's out. How do you fucking know that his spirit's out? And he'd be juggling like 10 beasts in his head. He's doing shredder swarms. He's like, this one's spirit's out. This one's got 2 boxes left. Either he is an idiot savant or he's just completely full of bullshit. And I know which of those two we all believe.
So it's something that I do what if I...
Go ahead.
I was going to say, something I do if I'm rolling dice and my opponent is taking a really long time to actually mark down the damage is I'll leave that set of dice out. And I'll go to a different set, and I'll roll the attack and roll the damage on that.
Something I've seen some players do, and I really liked it when they did it, and I don't do it because I don't think I had enough to do this for tournaments, is I've seen people that have 2 sets of dice, 2 sets of color dice, one on their right, one on their left. This is my hit dice, this is my damage dice. And so the hit dice is still sitting there, the damage dice is still sitting there, and I can be like, you're comfortable that I hit, right? All right, I'm going to go back and start rolling hit dice. You can see the damage dice. Like, that's actually a really cool thing that I never have the foresight to do ahead of time.
That's perfect, because this game doesn't really require buckets of dice.
No.
This game requires 5, 6 dice tops.
Yeah, I play people, they have like 5 of one color, 5 of another color, and then a third color that's their location with the damage dice.
Yep, and that is perfect.
Not that you ever roll 5 dice, but you could.
I think 7 is the most you can need.
That is not true, because there are Forsaken in the
game. Oh, not Forsaken. You're right. Forsaken exists. And apart from the infinite that Forsaken can roll. Because something like Kayazi charging in the back under the Butcher's feet and signs and Ashlyn's feet. And but she doesn't do damage. She just does to hit.
Yes.
Shredders, but anyway, Shredders are at 9 already.
What?
9 dice?
9 dice.
No, what? Aren't.
4 for attack, 4 for...
Oh, we're talking total.
No, that's what I'm saying. They would need 9 dice.
You don't need to roll your attack and damage at the same time.
He's saying, like, 7 damage dice.
He's saying 7 of dice.
Oh, okay. Normal 2 plus a charge plus backstrike plus fury plus a location if it's a beast or a jack plus... Yeah, whatever. Doesn't matter. Point is, don't roll quickly.
Yeah.
Katie was going to say something.
Oh, I was also going to say don't do the math in your head about what you think that their beast...
Yeah.
Announce your intentions, too. Like if you're gonna roll dice, just say like, okay, this is dice minus X.
I'm using X weapon. It's damage X. Your armor is Y. Like if you're a good player, you've already done that math in your head. So help your opponent out.
Yeah,
it's like, a magical moment when new players figure out the concept of dice minus.
Yeah,
like you know, like I do a lot of demos and not anymore, much anymore. But when I used to do more demos and stuff at conventions, like Katie would talk about with the math with to hit, where you're like, your mat is 6, you rolled a 7, 7 plus 6 is 13, his defense is blah, blah, blah. Once you get to the point of dice minus X for damage, it's like, oh, that makes a shitload of sense and is way easier.
Yup. Mm-hmm. But it still helps to say, my pow is X, your armor is Y, therefore
it is dice off. Yeah.
Well, because then the other thing is they could unintentionally cheat, because unless they play Circle or Legion as their second faction, like they can easily forget what somebody's defense is for a particular beast.
Yep. And so they can be making assumptions.
Well, there's buff factions or debuff factions. I mean, there's all sorts of things.
Like there are things.
You have a buckler, but I have a chain weapon, and I'm in your back arc, but you're in melee, and
Like there are things that even a good player will sometimes forget. So it's good to list your assumptions before you start rolling dice
and then
telling them what
you
did. Yeah.
It's like, okay.
Yeah. Next, Ralph.
All right, next one's... This is a sloppy... basically, the play sloppy cheater. And this is kind of... This is one that I see happen a lot. And we've mentioned this briefly in the past, where you're sitting down, and it's two people, and you're both playing sloppy. Not, I'm not saying bad sloppy, but you're moving models around. You're being a little, you know, fudgy here.
Playing loose.
You're playing loose. Okay, we'll go with
hypothetically, you move models and then go back and say, well, I want to be 3 inches back. It's legal. He could have moved there. But by the rules of the game, you can't legally move 8 inches forward and then 3 inches back, but you could have moved 5 inches forward.
Right.
And sometimes you do that.
So people will play loose. And then what happens is, like, me and Jeremy are playing, and we're both playing loose. But then somewhere around turn 2, in my mind, I'm like, I'm done playing loose. And no way do I tell Jeremy this. So then it's Jeremy's turn. He moves a model. I'm like, nope, stop you. We're done with the looseness. It's stuck there. You lost the game because of that. And you're like, Jeremy's like, but you just did that 75 times in your last turn. Well, no, that's
the past.
Previous turns don't count. That happened right now. And then that's
live in the now.
And that's where the bowling will come in, and yep. Even my next type of character will come in quite a bit. Is yeah. You're both playing lose, and suddenly one person's like, hey, now it's time for seriousness.
But they don't tell you until you've done the thing that screws you for being serious.
Well, at some point in their mind, it's switched to all the actions in this turn are going to matter. So all the actions in this turn need to be played tightly.
Right. Well, it's kind of like
it creates
round
gotchas.
One. Usually, top of one for sure is like an irrelevant turn. Like it does 99 games out of 100. What the first player does top of one, apart from obviously like general positioning, but like. Who cares if you shield walled? Who cared if you did this? It doesn't matter. Because all that's going to matter is the physical positioning of your models, the bottom or the top of two, because that's when the game really starts.
Yeah.
But, you
except
know.
The game doesn't have a concept of really starting.
The game doesn't have the concept. But, like Brian's saying, like those first couple turns, people kind of just throw shit around. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, it's top of one. I forgot to allocate focus. Obviously, my jacks are all going to run.
Yeah.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. I'll just put the fucking focus on, dude. It's top of one. Of course, your jacks are running. But turn two, you forgot to allocate. You
screwed.
Go fuck yourself.
Yeah, and I have definitely seen that happen.
And sometimes it's not even turn two they're fine. It's when it's turn three they're
like, yeah,
well,
it's like all of a sudden right. Turn three because, yeah.
But I mean, there's some validity behind it, which is the dangerousness of it, because it's true. You know, I mean, top of one, you forgot to allocate. Whatever, dude, just put it. I mean, we're all like that. I mean, but there's a point where you can't anymore in the game. But like Brian said, oh, if one person is caught on to the fact that you're at to this point in the game and the other one's not at that point in the game, you have a problem.
Yeah. And there's no good way to say, so just so you know, I know we've been playing this other game the previous turns. Right now, we're going to start playing War Machine. Like, there's no good way to say that.
There is, though. When you let them allocate your focus, be like, it's okay this one time, but please don't do that again.
Yeah.
Yep. Exactly. Yeah. Except that's not what people do.
But that's what they should do.
Yeah, they wait for their opponent
opponent to make a mistake. Wait, the other way that would be perfectly legitimate to do it is, all right, I went first. It's now top of two. From now on, I just want to point out, I'm not going to play sloppy, and I'd appreciate if you didn't play sloppy. First turn, both, whatever. It's cool. I'm not gonna misallocate. I'm not gonna play my guys sloppy because you're doing it on their own turn, and then their opponent has their turn to police them under that new that new player agreement you guys have, and then they can police you that way as well. But saying, okay, my last turn these rules weren't in effect, but now on your turn they are, is kind of an ass move.
Yeah.
Or what also happens is. They could be in effect on your turn. Like, you do sloppy, 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 and then you're top of three, and you play clean.
Sure.
Because in your head, you've reached that point. And, sure. You know, you play 100% clean. You do nothing wrong. You don't do any takebacks. You play your turn perfectly. So you aren't being hypocritical when you expect their turn three to also
except
be clean.
Except you didn't communicate.
Except you didn't communicate.
Right.
Because that's what the issue is. It isn't that you play sloppy, and then they're supposed to be clean, which is kind of, I think, kind of what you were implying with that.
Well,
last
there one. Is that kind of person.
And that's super dickish. But what also happens is that you play clean because you've decided it's that time, and then they don't play clean. And you're like, dude, I just played my turn clean because we're in clean mode now.
Right. Yeah. And that particular form of attempting not to cheat, the problem is that the people that try to solve that problem by just playing clean every game, every turn, actually get accused of being assholes. They're the ones that get accused of being jerks. Like, I had decided, this was like last year, I decided the way I was going to solve this problem, because I was seeing this happen in my games, both to me and by me, to my opponents, and it was just frustrating me a lot. And I was like, I'm just going to start playing all my games clean. And I don't think I told any of you four in this room, but like I told Jordan, because Jordan and I had a real problem with it, where he's a good friend of mine, Jordan Washu, no one knows him, but him and I play each other, we get angry with each other sometimes, and so we decided when we play each other, it doesn't matter if it's the most casual game in the world, it's clean from turn one. There's no takebacks, there's no, I forgot my focus, it's just the game, because that way neither one of us gets mad later. And I was trying to play that way on a Wednesday night, and I sat down and I played a guy, and I was like, oh, I forgot to allocate focus. Oh, well, I forgot, and I moved on with my turn. And then my opponent forgot to allocate focus, and he was like, it's a casual game. Why can't I allocate focus? And then I felt like the bad guy. Like, it's actually a difficult thing to do the right way. Because you do, no matter when it happens in the game, if you're playing against an opponent who is playing the War Machine system, and they're playing, they have any jacks alive, and they go past the focus allocation step to the next phase, and they start moving models, and they needed that jack to do work that turn, they are shit out of luck. Like, they just are. And Hordes doesn't have that problem, and it's great. Hordes has the next turn I'll deal with the fact that I'm bad at math on my Fury, and that's a whole different problem. But War Machine straight up is just like, oh, I guess I lose this game because my 10-point heavy can't do any work this turn.
Well, I mean, but they
Hordes
do.
Hordes says I forgot to heal my beast.
Well, yeah, then that happens too.
So there is a problem.
There's a very, very analogous one there.
Yes. Okay, that's a good point. And And the problem is, you like, I at least always feel bad telling my opponent no about that. But when it's a it's a game and you're playing in a turn, even if it's a local steamroller, it matters who wins and loses. You care. We come out to play a competitive game because we care about winning and losing. It's something that is important to us. And so it's really hard not to feel like a jerk being that way, even if you police yourself that way. Even when you play in a way that you never ask for any takebacks like that, it's really hard to be that way to the other guy without coming across as a jerk.
Well, I don't know. I don't care as much as you.
That's true. That's true. You don't.
You're a girl. It's okay.
Home Depot will explain it
to you. Did you bring some cookies for us to eat?
I brought myself a cookie to eat.
You did.
Nathan shared it with me.
But anyway, that one particularly like really hits a like delicate spot for me because it's very difficult.
Yeah. Any other thoughts on that one?
Well, some of the people that posted on there, the main thing is just talk with your opponent. They'll solve almost everything.
Very true.
Just pure communication. Because otherwise, then you're going to have those moments that make you feel like an ass. You know, you're just like, hey, I don't want to take any takebacks because I want to improve my gameplay. This is how I want to play.
What's weird to me is that the way the game works, and it's almost frustrating to me that it's the sort of thing where you have to couch it that way. You can't just say, let's play a clean game. You have to say, I'm not going to ask for any takebacks. I don't want you to ask for any takebacks.
And that's true. Some metas play that way. Europeans play more that way. They're considered that's just how they play. And I'm not saying it's an American sloppy thing because other people do it across the world. But sure. I think in general, from what I've talked to and seen, Europeans that's kind of the assume we're playing clean. Why would I play sloppy? Like why?
Right.
But other groups, it's like, well, why does it matter? So I mean, it's definitely a group to group thing. And then of course, cons is where it's a big problem because then you have all these different
metas types. Collide.
Metas collide.
Anyway, I'm sorry. I kind of got on my soapbox.
That's fine.
Kind of. Well, the other thing on that note, and I know we have talked about this before, is declaring your intention. So like, if you are towing the zone, say that you're towing the zone because models do get bumped.
Yeah, there's no harm in just saying that model's in the zone. So then a minute later, when something bumps it, you're like, oh,
Models is base to base and in shield wall. Would you agree with that? Excellent. I'm moving on. These are things you take a second to say and are worth saying.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, if you're a half an inch outside of the zone, you're like, my intention is for that to be in the zone. They can be like, well, that's nice, but it's not.
That's like, exactly. I intended to win this game.
I know I've told this story before. I don't care. I'm telling it again. Was at a convention against somebody who I don't remember, and he was a good opponent. Other than this, it's just a funny anecdote. This was kind of right when that announce your attention thing really was hitting the bricks. Like, it was out there. Because I think this is when that tournament where the person, ran a model near a flag and didn't announce base-to-base, so they, got eliminated from the Invitational, last War Machine weekend or whatever. So, it's one of his turns, and he moves a model up over here, and then he moves another model up over there, and then he goes to move a jack in between them. The jack won't fit, and he goes, my intention was to leave room for the jack to move through. And then he just, pivots it up, moves it forward, and sets it down on the other side. And I was like, what?
My intention was for physics to work differently.
Well, we were in the loser's bracket, and I was drunk, so I just let it go. But it was the most surreal thing. I'm like, there's announcing your intention, and these aren't the same thing.
How did that jack one hop?
My intention was to roll boxcars. Oh, well, you announced it, so I guess
it was your intention.
Very good.
I'm like, what?
I should try that in my next tournament. Next time I roll Snake Eyes. My intention was to hit.
Yeah. All right. My next one is
you have to say that before you roll. Though.
Sure, I'll do that. Yeah. I'm okay with that. Before every roll.
Just sit down. My intention is to win. Yes! Just a race to say that first.
My next one is very similar to the bully cheater, but it's the exact opposite. It's the charismatic cheater. It's someone no one in this room. Jeremy might be.
I'm probably the only one in this room that ever struggles with this one.
I struggle with this. I think people give me way more than they should.
Yes, probably. That's probably.
Well, that's because they have assumed they're going to beat you. So they if I'm playing someone who's
she's a girl gamer. Yeah. So
it's like she's a girl. She can have whatever attack she wants. She's going to lose anyway.
Whatever, princess.
It's really annoying. Yeah, I know. Thank you, Gary. It's really annoying because then I'll beat them and then I feel bad.
Yeah, well, that's where the weirdness comes in. You feel bad, but yeah, no, you're playing someone, and they're just you're like, man, he's not yelling at me. He's just being so friendly. But I think he's doing everything wrong. Like that's not legal, and that's not legal. But he's
so friendly.
And the charismatic cheater is also kind of combined. He's playing too quick, so he can't slow him down. But he's always smiling, patting you back. He's buying you a beer, and then he's just doing the weirdest shit. And you're just like, I think I'm being touched in the wrong place, but he's smiling. I don't know what to, you know how to respond.
So he's like date raping you in the game?
Basically. I know we're trying to avoid the...
I feel like that analogy went to a weird place.
Well, except it kind of is. Like, you feel it's wrong, but he's kind of like gently...
You're not really
sure why. Yeah, it's like skeevy, and he's kind of guiding you that way, and you know you're like, this and person's like, being horrible, but he's being so charming about it.
Four people walked up to him and high-fived him and bought him a beer. This guy is like a legendary person who travels the scene. I mean, everyone loves him, and he's...
So everyone seems to really like this guy.
So obviously, I'm just wrong, because everything he's doing
is... Well, you don't want to be the guy to stand up in the middle and be like, no, I don't want to have sex.
This does happen a lot with like the big con people, and then not necessarily that they're cheating at the time, but you'll see, and I've been there before, like we were at War Machine Weekend and like I was playing in the LCQ or whatever, I'm playing against a guy and like the game's going well for me, like so I'm kind of relaxed, and so like Keith's here and I'm talking to Keith and whatever, and then I'll tell you Jeremy will walk by and I'll talk to Jeremy for a second, oh yeah, no, that's fine, you hit the good for you, and like I'm only half paying attention to the game because I'm just high-fiving all these people, and so you kind of get that aura.
And then you roll four dice and attack and you get a boost. Yeah, of course I roll four dice. So you move on, you just do whatever. Yeah. You know,
and look at all the friends I have. Yeah, I'm not a cheater. What I'm doing.
Yeah. And sometimes and that's actually a thing too, is where you think you're in such control of the game where you just get this weird thing, this vibe going.
Well, the other problem
and
with
then
that
Andy
that
rolls
find...
boxcars and you lose.
Specifically with Nathan, I've had this problem because you talk to other... there's a cabinet there. You talk to other people like as you're playing the game and you're like not really paying attention to what I'm doing. I feel like I can't do anything until you return your attention to the game.
So if you play at normal speed, you're going to be in that fast player dice scooping thing because I'm not paying attention to your dice regardless of how long they're sitting on the table.
Correct. Right. And so then I feel like, well, I'm just going to sit here and be polite and you've stolen my time.
Yeah.
Because I'm being polite.
But there are charismatic people who I mean, they do all sorts of shady things, but they're just so friendly. You're like, if I complain, then I'm the big. There's no way you can complain without you becoming the bad guy. It's another one. Right. It's like you're the victim no matter what happens, and your opponent's doing these terrible things.
Yeah, and the thing about a charismatic cheater, and I think I do occasionally struggle with this. I'll be quite honest. The thing about a charismatic cheater is part of the reason that they get away with things is because they're charismatic in all aspects of their life, and so they probably are like this in all aspects of their life, that they get away with things. Katie is forever angry about some of the things I get away with in real life, never mind War Machine. She's like, that what? And I'm like, yeah, it just kind of works out. Like Katie is genuinely lucky, but I just talk my way into things.
Well, you know, you flirt your way out of a speeding ticket or something. Sure. You know, it's that kind of attitude, but it's happening on
the
table.
How does that work out for you at Home Depot?
You know, the speeding ticket, I do pretty well.
You do pretty well with the speeding ticket. But, like, that's the thing, is they just kind of, life just kind of works out for them. And, you know, life's great. And so they're in a good mood. And so they're happy with you because life's going to work out. They're going to win. It's going to be fine. Like, they aren't, even the ones that are going to be upset at you when you call them on it, you should still be calling. Like, that's the thing with a lot of these cheating things that we're talking about is, try to give the other person at least the benefit of the doubt that they're cheating accidentally and call them on it.
That's very important.
Because if they're cheating intentionally and you call them on it, great, they're an asshole, you should call them on it. And if they're cheating accidentally and you call them on it, they're going to be glad you called them on it so they stop doing it. Yeah, like, either way, you should call them on it.
In general, and this is, I don't want to, the internet drama that happened, I'm not going
to... Let's not go there.
Well, no, but I'm saying it started out because a person started off on this super aggressive assault mode thing, and same thing here. If you start off in this assault mode, you think you see something wrong, you don't know if you're right or wrong, you saw something and you go just complete viral rabies, a crazy madman attack, it no longer matters if you're right or wrong because you took the approach of an asshole, and now you've ruined your whole point. Even if you were right, even if you're wrong, it's irrelevant because you went crazy.
Calling a judge is not a jerk move, ever.
Even saying, hey, do you realize, you rolled three dice and you didn't boost, or something like that. You can just say, hey, and the guy's like, oh, oops. I mean, there's all sorts of ways that you can address
situations. Are people on the Twitch feed naming names?
No, nobody's naming names, but somebody's asking, please, people give Jeremy whatever he wants to give him to stop talking.
So, I mean, you can call it and say, hey, that just happened, but you can't, you know, how did you charge? You didn't have movement. Or you can just say, sir, that's pretty direct rule. But I mean, you can question someone when they're doing something in a polite way. You don't need to go crazy mad. Because I've played someone, and I've done something wrong, and the guy goes, why are you fucking cheating? And I'm like, what?
Wow.
What happened?
Where'd that come from?
Yeah, I'm like, well, he's like, you just did that. You remember your left arm, you couldn't have done that. I'm like, oh, yeah, sorry. It was my mistake. You know, I just wasn't trying to. But they start out saying, well, why the fuck are you cheating? I've been on the other end of that. I've seen people do that tables next to me. Like, why the fuck are you cheating?
Why were you cheating?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's a good question, but you can
I'm forgetful. Sorry.
Well, you know? It's like, oh, I wanted to win the
game. Because crippled system tokens aren't yet retail available.
Yeah, that's true.
Because I wanted to win the game. I don't know. Is that a problem? I wanted to win. Now cheating helped.
It's usually why people cheat.
Yeah, exactly.
But I mean, you have people who cheat because it's fun.
Yeah.
And they want to see what they can get away with.
Here, and I guess on a side note for that, what's interesting, especially in the accusation side of cheating, if you have a player, so if you have a person who's charismatic and people think someone causes them a cheating, you get this weird like vibe from people. But War Machine has some players who are more introverted and more quiet, and if they get accused of cheating, people just start to gang up on them because, that guy is not too friendly or popular, so obviously he's a cheater. But that guy over there was smiling, so obviously he's not cheating. Like, we get these weird assumptions going in the community, and that's so frustrating to watch.
The way the person handles themselves. In the way the internet reacts to them, or just in general, the public reacts to them when being accused of doing something wrong, everyone should be held at the same level, no matter what.
And it would be nice if we lived in that fantasy world, but we don't.
It's annoying to see that.
And I don't think it's a problem we can solve right now.
Yeah, it's not. It was a side tie,
but it is a good point.
It's a side effect of our community that
I think that's a side effect of any community. Exactly. I think you'll have a really hard time getting rid of.
And it's a nerd hobby. Nerds participate in it. A large percentage of nerds are introverted. so it's a very real thing.
Becoming less
here.
And less nerds are introverted because it's expanding, so you're getting more extroverted.
But they're still in it, correct. Know what I mean? And there's still those quiet nerdy guys or gals or whatever that. Well, yes, this hobby's 99% guys. Shocker.
I think it's 98
hey, we, like,
now. 98 to 97.
Our woman attendance this year to like 8.
I will say.
At all of War Machine.
It was interesting, and somebody like Professor Lost, who's all about the sociology and stuff, I'm sure would have a field day with this, but it was interesting at War Machine Weekend to notice that the most women I saw in any of the serious tournaments or whatever was maybe 2, and Who's the Boss had like 8. like it's just something about the mindset of the genders that they were just
they can't handle complex tension and stress.
Oh my god, please move on.
Playing a horror. Oh. Yeah.
Good job, Andy.
I had an idea of what you're going to get for Christmas. Now I have a different one.
Is it coal?
That would be really nice of me if I did that.
Yeah, punch in the face for quite a while. All right. So then there's things like, sometimes there's this attitude, I guess the next thing I called it, there's like the subtle slash like bump cheater where you're in a game and it's like people think, like you're like, man, I should be winning this game and I moved that one model wrong last turn, but really I'm up and I'm a good player and maybe if I just, you do some subtle little fixing the team, like in your mind, you're ahead, you're a good player.
We're moving out of the realm of accidental, excusable cheating, by the way.
You're making these subtle cheats, but in your mind it's acceptable because quite frankly, you meant to do that. You didn't actually make that move, but you're fixing it without calling attention to it.
Did they declare their intention, though?
You
charge, you place down the base, and you're like, no, I actually meant to be at reach of my weapon.
I have a solid example, an example I think that a lot of us are guilty of, and most of us would think, well, come on, that's not really cheating. Is it's halfway through your opponent's turn, or whatever, and you look down, and one of your Iron Fang pikemen is facing the wrong direction.
Yep.
You ran the unit forward, and that guy you accidentally sent down backwards. Of course he's facing forward.
Yep.
That's fucking cheating.
What's great
He wasn't facing forward.
What's great is the person that doesn't even touch the model because they don't have front arcs painted on, and so then they just like, oh, he's facing backwards. Well, I'm not going to say anything. Next turn he'll just charge, and I'll just do this when I charge him.
Right.
Yeah.
And I mean,
there's all varying degrees of that. It's all cheating, and it's all things people should be very, very careful of.
And one of the... I'm sorry, go ahead.
To your point, I have deployed my models on the deploy line backwards sometimes.
Sure. And they're only running first turn, so I mean... It's
bad when like an Abbey 2 list...
Yeah.
I want to free charge all my beasts. Oh, none of them can see you because I'm an idiot.
Yeah.
Like there are situations where it's bad.
Right. I mean, but it's, you move the unit up and oops, one of them's the wrong way. I mean, let's be honest. Like, especially in casual games, it happened. And you know what? You've turned it around. Because, it's his turn. You go, oh, come on.
Have a unit of 10. You run, you're playing a spam list of like 30 infantry.
Yeah.
And one of them's back here.
You run your units forward. You realize, oh, I forgot to move this one model. So you just kind of pick him up when you put him forward. Obviously, he should have been forward. So you just kind of fix it.
One model's called a soulless escort.
Yeah. you just push him forward.
God. goddamn soulless escorts.
And sometimes people don't even say anything about. A lot of times people don't even. I see people all the time. They just They don't say it.
I move my whole army, and then I realize there are three soulless escorts sitting on a deployment line. I'm like, he's part of that unit. He's part of that unit. He's part of that unit. Son of a bitch.
Yeah. The one I see a lot is accidentally knocking your model over, and then when you pick them up, you don't put them in the same spot.
Right.
Yep.
That's a combination of cheating and incompetence. I never know what to call, which is...
Well, but the problem is it is 100% cheating brought on by being clumsy or excited or whatever.
Yeah.
And it's worse on, like, you go to a store where the hill terrain is, like, this tall and at a slope.
Oh. I played on boards. I'm like, man, I've called, okay, you and I are going to be cheating all game accidentally. Let's just admit that's happening now because you bump the table and everything moves somewhere else.
The hills are like a cone.
Yeah. I'll get out of proxy base and my opponent and I are like, it's there. And it moves. And we try dice and it moves. And we're like, look,
used three
it's
casino
there, right?
dice to prop up a proxy base. Yeah. Like, it's like, we just need to make this tower to hold this bitch halfway up this thing.
Yeah. And then I was like, oh, but I need my dice this turn, son of a bitch.
Or you have a table that's like this, that's just really smooth. You put your model on it, and somebody goes, thunk.
Yeah, people don't, if you don't use Infeld.
And you don't hit the table during the podcast.
Unfortunately, Iowa, because they run big events, they don't have Felt on the table. It's literally just flat surface. So someone four tables over bumps their table, all models on four games slide.
I think they take a Zamboni over their tables at the Mayhem store.
It is the most slick surface in the world. I hate.
And we're joking and laughing about ways that you can do this accidentally. But I've also 100% been in games where I'm measuring with my tape measure for my heavy. Oh, look, you made the charge. That was amazing. And it's the same kind of cheating.
Yeah.
Like, it is. Maybe it's more premeditated. Maybe it's not. Maybe it's just as accidental. It's just the same kind of cheating.
Yeah. Whether it's subtle, whether it's entitlement. Like, well, you know what? I'm obviously smart enough to do it. Yeah, I'm not
obviously
gonna
I'm 12 inches, not 12 and a half.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah. So there's all levels of it, but it's still really annoying. And I see, and unfortunately, that's the thing that is happening more and more.
And I'll be quite honest, the real problem with that particular kind of cheating is you only have two options. You can call a judge over and get them DQ'd / put the model back where you think it was, which may not be where it was, or let them get away with it. Because the two of you are not going to mutually agree where that model was unless like maybe in the situation where they knocked it down off a hill, maybe the two of you will come to an amicable agreement. But you should call a judge in that situation because there is no way you're going to recover that game state between the two of you chatting about it as friends. One of you is going to get his way and one of you isn't. And that person may win because of it and then the other person is going to be pissed.
The other thing I want to point out, I don't know how you cheat. I know I cheat myself specifically is if you're short.
Mm-hmm.
You can't, like, I can't see, like, unless
I get the angle to make sure you're in charge lane or whatever.
Yeah, and so, like, I'm just relying on the person that I'm playing with telling me whether or not I made my charge if I pre-measure it.
Yeah.
Like, I can't see it because I can't get up over my model.
You're so dumb, Katie.
I know.
Not only did you stupidly be born a woman, like, already a terrible idea.
I don't know why.
A terrible idea.
I know.
You make less money.
You make less money. You're worse at driving. You can't get stuff delivered from Home Depot. Like,
we could go on, but
we could go on about all the terrible mistakes. But you also were born short.
I know.
Also, really dumb of you.
I know.
Next time, be born a tall man. It's a lot better.
Yeah. I'll try.
Okay.
And hopefully everyone knows this, but you should not measure above the head of your 4-inch tall jack where its charge lane is. Try to measure along the table, along its base. I know it's a little bit harder. I know you have to be a little more careful. Like, parallax is a thing, and if I see one more colossal walk 9 inches, I'm going to lose my shit. Like, I'm sorry, measure along the table.
Measure along the base for a colossal.
Yeah, it's nice that from where you're standing, it looks like your colossal moved 4 inches, but it moved 9, and I'm very upset about it.
So that's how you cheat.
Here's what I was almost thinking of doing, is on a colossal base, it's so large, you could fit like a little mini tape measure on the base and make it part of the terrain, where you actually could pull out the tape measure out in the front of it, mark it, and then...
What's going to be really fun is you're pulling that tape measure and the colossal creeps forward.
Because the spring's too strong.
Yeah. Son of a...
Look at this.
I'm
charging across
the whole table.
And I want
to say it's 8 inches.
Red line's a great spell.
And I like that we're bringing this whole topic up because years ago, we never used proxy base. People didn't use proxy bases or things. And suddenly that started being a base. Like, I don't charge any kind of halfway important charge or moderate charge. I'm where people put bases down now. People have all these widgets to charge things. Years ago, no one thought about doing that. And I think some of these things people don't realize is becoming more and more common. And it's just a thing where be more aware of what's happening. And if you are a true cheater, hopefully the more subtle stuff will go away so we can identify these cheaters better and get them out of the game.
Yeah.
Because
well, I think that PP has noticed a trend in cheating, and this is me speculating 100%, and that's why...
Spoilers.
I need to see if a corner case is coming up later.
And that's why I think they're going to start coming down really hard on people who are suspected of cheating on purpose.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be... I don't think it's going to be like a... I think they're going to start trying to make examples of it.
I mean, I don't really want to bring it up in a sense, but... If you're playing clean, you shouldn't have to worry about anybody filming your games as well.
That's actually, I wasn't going to bring up the filming. Exactly.
I want to interject something related to what we were just talking about before we jump to the video thing, real quick. Martial discipline is not a spell that every model in the game has. It's related to what we're talking about here. If you're playing clean, your models don't get to pass through your other models. That's a thing. It's actually, there's a rule that, for instance, Xerxes has that's a really good spell, really good ability when your models can charge through other models. Most models in the game don't have it. You'll see this at tournaments a lot. And I would argue that this is generally an accidental form of cheating, but I've seen very good players do it to their advantage as well. Which is like, oh man, like you were saying with the two infantry models, what my intention was for him to fit between there. Like, I've seen people bring a model that they're charging in between the two models on the either side, bump them both aside, and then continue the charge. Like, that happens a lot, and it's the same kind of
shooting. Another real common one is you line up your unit, 5 men across, 5 men behind them. There's your 10-man unit on your deployment line, base to base, right at your 10-inch or 7-inch, whatever.
Yep.
And then turn one, you charge forward, and you charge any angle
except straight
to the left or the right. They would instantly contact their neighbor.
Yeah.
Like, but well, this guy charges there, that guy charges there. Because
unless you deploy on the outside first.
Sure, but people
do that. They put base to base and charge. And I've actually started.
They put base to base and charge across each other. And
yeah.
Out of shield wall units. Yeah, shield wall, the guys will be base to base and they'll charge across each other.
Yeah.
And it's like,
because cross charges are almost always better, yes, but you're cheating.
Yeah.
I realized that once. When I deploy, I always give myself like a little couple of a little bit of space between each thing.
I always start from the outside.
Which is
that works too. But yeah, I just wanted to bring that up because it's very related to what we're talking about here.
Or just feel grotesque because they can fly over each other.
Did you want videotaping first before I said? And you want to? Any thoughts on it?
Well, just videotaping. I mean, it's become a thing in this game. I mean, there's a lot of places that are just videotaping things. There's an audience for them.
We've done it.
People enjoy watching these games.
Yeah.
If you're playing a good clean game, you shouldn't have to worry about being videotaped.
The argument
flip side, just because you're watching somebody on videotape doesn't mean that any of this that happens was intentional. Because again, we talk about all of this can be unintentional. We all do shit like this in our games. If you videotaped every one of your games and watched every one of the games again, you're going to see yourself martial discipline through two of your guys.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to see yourself charge an extra half an inch because you bumped a model. You're going to see yourself do a half dozen of these every game you ever play because it's hard not to.
And I've gotten angry about some of these things that turned into gone to it. In fact, I previously on a podcast called out another player about something that I felt was dirty play in a tournament we went to, and we don't have to hash that back out. But my point is that something that is that's hit home for me as a podcaster who wants to just like yell at the world about all these people that cheat is a lot of those people are probably doing it accidentally, and B, I cheat all the time.
Yeah.
Like let the person without any sin throw the first stone here, guys. Like if you are really a War Machine player that has never cheated and has ever made it past...
You're a liar?
And maybe there's someone out there.
No.
If you've never ever cheated and you've made it past round one of a tournament, never cheating, I would be shocked.
It's not even about winning. Nobody has never charged across their own models.
The person that's played two casual games in their life, maybe.
No, because they won't have known a rule.
Oh, that's true. They probably cheated. Yeah, they cheated through lack of knowledge. You're right. So everyone cheats. Like, we all cheat. Yes, there are people that do it egregiously, and the reason we have judges at tournaments is so that when someone does it in a tournament and you have that specific moment that just happened, you can call them on it. But watching the hundreds of videos of War Machine hours that are out there, you're going to see mistakes that are mistakes you also make.
No, flip side, if you see if you watch 100 videos and you see, hey, this guy was in 30 of them, and all 30 he made like a 6.
That's different.
You can catch a spike. But yeah, every game, someone's going to do something wrong. I mean, some people say, well, I'm not going to record my games anymore because then people say I'm a cheater.
Yeah, I've heard people say that.
And it's like, you know what? If don't cheat. But I mean, it's a joke comment.
Games at our local store, and we'll be watching the video recap. This happened in Nathan and I's game, and we'll be talking about something. We'll be like, oh, well, that's not legal at all.
Oops, what I just did.
That was 100% illegal.
Yeah.
Sorry, Nate.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. So, I mean, And again, that comes to the point where if you see something, you don't need to attack it on the web and go, oh my God, that guy's awful because it's one. I found this one thing in this one game and he's a terrible person. Like, no, give it up.
On the other hand, there are trends.
I will say this also about the chicken. While we're kind of right now talking about the Chicken Little, like don't panic and everything, and this is kind of dangerously close to naming names, but I'm not going to name names. But it's just along the line of calm down. Relax. Like, as much as cheating is a big thing right now, people are exploding about it, we're still at the grand total of twice ever that people have had to be DQ'd from an event. Ever. From an official PP event.
From official PP.
In the history of Privateer Press running events, it's only happened twice. And both of those people I've seen play Queen tournaments all the time, so it's not even like, we aren't at the place where we have these monsters that we need to get out of our game. It's not that bad.
On the flip side, what's interesting is also people, no one's going to call a person and say, hey, that X person's an unknown cheater. There are people who are very questionable, all the competitive players know about, and no one ever is going to call them, because no one wants to be the guy who calls those people out. It's just a thing you don't want to do. You don't want that stigma on you.
Right.
But there is people who people are nervous about, and I think a lot of people go into tournaments thinking, it's all flowers and wonderfulness, but you have to be a little on your guard a little bit, and I think because of the competitiveness, because of like the people qualifying for events, that people are, if it's just, I think a lot of it's in the heat of the moment cheating. They're in heat of the moment they're pushing a mile, in heat of the moment they're nudging a thing, in heat of the moment they're doing the wrong thing, and they're not trying to be bad people, but they're still cheating.
I don't disagree that that's true for 99% of cases. However, I had a good friend tell me that if they get paired up against a specific person, and this person, this is not something that's been on the internet or anything, so this person, you don't know who this person is, but if they get paired up against this person, this is a person they know about, they know to be a cheater, I know to be a cheater, you guys probably do too, if they get paired up against them at the tournament, they literally said they're just going to not play. They're just going to say, you know what, I don't want a tournament badly enough to play against you, you ruin my fun, you cheating cheater, I'm out.
Well, not only the cheating, because there are some... That's also the person's demeanor.
But in this particular case, I don't think it has to be.
But it can be.
It can be, certainly. Oh, yes. There are people that I don't want to play because of their demeanor that I've thought about doing that simply based on their demeanor. But that's an entirely different discussion. Don't be an ass is a completely different thing than don't be a cheater. Many asses are cheaters, but you can be one or the other.
Sometimes dicks fuck pussies.
Yeah.
No.
But my point is, like, I would love to see the game get to a point where people like that get judges called on them and do get DQ'd, because there are a handful of people like that. And I don't know that it'll ever happen because of the stigma Brian's mentioning. That there are people that the vast majority of top level people know that person X happens to be a person that you either is. I think the word that I've heard a top-level player use the most frequently about a person like this is someone that when I play a game against them, I quietly request the TO to have a judge watch our game the whole time. What? And then cheating still happens at that table, and I've seen it happen, and it frustrates me that we allow it. And I'm not trying to start a witch hunt against anybody in particular, but I feel like over the last year I've seen it get more and more, and I feel like the reason it's getting more and more is because anyone feels like it's a witch hunt to point out a specific person doing it, and then the person gets away with it, and they get away with it, and they get away with it, and they win an event because they got away with it, and then they win another event because they got away with it, and they're like, oh. Well, this must just be how the game is played. This is playing the game right. This is playing the game well. And I don't want to see War Machine slide into a place where playing the game well, because there are a lot of people that say to play Magic well, you must cheat.
Right.
That is a known, held opinion by many people about Magic, is that if you want to win big money at Magic, you have to cheat.
Well, it's kind of like, it depends acceptable on the flagrancy. Cheat. It's kind of like the old saying that you could call holding on every football play ever. Yep. Every single play in every NFL football game, yeah, somebody holds
interference,
somebody.
Any of those calls.
Yes.
That's how it's played. You hold just enough to not get caught, and then you let go before the ref throws his flag.
Yeah, and it's stuff where like the NFL had to have a rule about unprotected helmet to the face of a receiver. And like, I don't want War Machine to get to the point where we have to have rules that are like, well, if you cheat a little bit, it's fine, but if you do this, then we're just going to destroy you. Like, I would like to see the community, without forming witch hunts, police that sort of play by doing things like calling judges. You don't have to be personal about it. You don't have to be aggressive about it. Just when they cheat, call a judge.
Yep.
Just do that. That is the correct way to deal with the problem. Not to hate spam someone on the internet.
Because then it won't work, and if it doesn't work, they won't do it. And if they don't do it, they don't become known for doing it. And if they won't become known for doing it, then there doesn't have to be a witch hunt.
And they
nobody else does it. Because if it doesn't work, people won't do it.
Exactly. And that's my point. And I want to make sure that gets across, because I feel like we're like, we all like I said, we've all cheated. We all want to be nice. None of us want to form a witch hunt here. That's not what we're trying to do. But at the same time,
I want to be able to play problem. In a competitive event and enjoy a bit more.
I don't want to have my to quit War Machine because you guys are ruining my fun. Like, that's the thing.
Exactly. My enjoyment of competitive War Machine has been diminishing. This has been a big part of it. Yes. Not the only reason, but it has definitely diminished my enjoyment of it.
Yeah, and... Well, I'm going to say this, and this... Whatever. I've seriously thought about not playing competitively next year. In the year 2015, I've seriously considered not playing competitively. And this is a big part of why.
There's
because I don't want to be the only person policing this, and I don't want every game I play to feel like I have to police my opponent because I'm playing a known cheater, because all of the people that make it to round three are cheaters, because that's how you play the game, right? Like, I don't want to play in that world. I will find another hobby. I love War Machine. Love it. It's a great game. There are very few hobbies that I've had my entire life that I've poured anywhere near the time I've poured into War Machine.
Or money.
Like, I legitimately love it. And I might not play it competitively next year because this has become such a problem. From the beginning of 2014 to the end of 2014, my goal was to become a much more competitive player. And I did. And I think for the most part, I did it cleanly. Maybe ask my opponents. Maybe they disagree. But I think I did it cleanly. And I did really, really well. And I made it into Masters events. And I did a lot of great things. And I got fucking cheated lots of times. And it makes me angry. And it makes me question whether I want to play next year at that level. Or if I just want to play Who's the Boss and casual two-caster, two-player events because
I had so much fun in the two-caster swap event, mystery partner event, because everyone was just having fun. They were goofing around. It was just... So it was War Machine.
The most fun I had all year was Brian, Trevor, and I did the three-player team thing at Gen Con because they were like short teams. And I was playing against... Hilariously, more cheating happened in those games than like all the games I played all year, because we were playing against guys that, like, it was their first tournament. They'd never put models on the table in a tournament. They didn't know any of the rules. And they would do something that was like, whatever. And I was like, you know what? I don't even care, because like, we're just all having fun and none of us care if we win. And let's just have fun. But like... A lot of the tournaments I go to just aren't that way anymore. They're cutthroat. I feel like people are going into it thinking I have to cheat to win, and it shows.
For many, many years, people would play out events just because they came to play War Machine. Now dropping is such a more popular thing. At cons, I always understand.
At cons is different.
It makes, because you want to go to the things, but dropping is becoming more and more common. Because it's like, well, I lost, so I'm done. I came here to win. I dropped, so why am I still playing this game?
So anyway, I'm sorry. I know that was a little aggressive, but it's something that's bothered me for a year.
Yeah.
I understand. I agree with you in the fact we're just...
As a community, there's a right way and a wrong way to police this, and we've seen a wrong way happen this year, and I don't think we've seen a right way happen this year, and I'd like to see a right way happen.
Well, yeah. this week was a stupid week of how to address this week,
how to police things, yes.
There were other things that have happened this year that were done just as badly.
Yes.
Yeah. No, I've talked to, you know, some of the other top guys too, and they were talking that they don't want to play in this type of environment either. And it's sad because, you know, they're ones that we've seen be at the top for a long time. And
I think we had a couple kinds of cheaters left.
Well, the next one's kind of a generic one. This one isn't really cheat. This one is, I have a question mark by, I call it dice cheaters, and I'm not saying someone who's pushing dice the right way or whatever. I'm talking about
The way Andy rolls.
No, well, I'm talking about someone owns 100 dice, and when they're rolling the dice, they roll whatever, they roll these 98 dice, but when it matters, they pull out these two dice, which they've had for 20 years, because they always roll fives and sixes.
They're lucky.
They're lucky dice, because they're probably this is maybe just a me pet peeve and not a real cheat, so that's why I have a question mark.
I personally have a problem with this
as well. But it's like, it's an important roll, here are these ancient dice that are all, and then of course, look, it's five and six, and you know, they're probably bad fucking dice. If you only roll fives and sixes all the time on the same die, throw the fucking dice away
and
buy
new
dice. They're
lucky, they're defective.
Yeah, they're defective dice.
They're lucky because they are defective.
Yeah. Exactly. You own the defective dice slider. Oh, it's adorable. Now move on. I mean, I've attempted in events. Okay, welcome to the event. Here's your set of dice for today. Break up new dice.
So that's
people get so sensitive about their dice. People would drop from tournaments. I bet any of in given event you lose one or three players if you try to do that. Like, I'm not going to roll those dice. They're not my dice. I haven't gone through the ceremony with my dice, and I haven't mastered. They're not covered in my semen. I'm not going to use those dice.
Well, the best way to solve this is to just use the same dice the entire game.
Yeah.
Well, the problem is somebody will bring 30 dice and
you pick your seven dice, and that's what you use
and that's
the
what
entire
I do.
Game.
And every once in a while, I get mad at those seven dice and I throw them in a dumpster and I buy seven new dice, but I only have seven dice.
Yeah.
The same discussion about dice went over into the Blood Bowl community pretty well, because you know you only roll on two dice, so you know, like, if you have two dice that are really lucky, you're going to break armor all the time. People are going to be injured all the time. You're going to make every single one of your passes. because that dice just never seems to roll a one. They've always then just given people, like I said, a new dice for every tournament. And it was really frowned upon right away, but after a while, it just became accepted. And at that point, then it started becoming chase dice, you know, where, you know, a certain event will have X die, you know, that you can collect and have.
Right. It's part of the entry is that you get your souvenir dice because it's issued to you at the event.
And in War Machine, if someone rolls their 5 and 6, go, okay, now roll the same dice for your leadership tech. You know, you make them roll for everything.
Yeah. But, no, I think it would be perfectly fine to make folks use a set of dice that's for the event.
I think Ralph is right and people would have a problem with it, but I also think that Andy is right and it would help.
I wanted
you don't even
do
have
it.
To necessarily even give to them. Like the each, you can just put a half a dozen dice on each table, and they can share those dice.
Yeah.
You can do that. Like, you know, here's 4 black ones and a white one because you need a location die.
Yeah. Well, because I felt the opposite way where my dice have just been hot, and so then I felt guilty, so I changed my dice.
I have rolled. I was playing a game against someone, and their dice were in the middle. I picked up. I just grab whatever dice are near me. Sometimes I picked up his dice, rolled an attack, and he's like, dude, please never touch my dice again. Because I rolled his dice against him, and he just, like, stopped still and just stared at me like I had just, like, done terrible things to his daughter. Yeah. He's like, don't ever touch those dice. Especially roll them again. He did not know what to do.
Maybe,
he just shut down.
Maybe it was for your own good because they are indeed coated with his semen. He was like, dude, don't touch my dice again. Seriously.
Well, I mean, something else that could be is just have people hepatitis swap C. dice. At the beginning of every game.
You get this protectiveness that people rage over.
People are really crazy about their dice sometimes.
Yeah. I mean, they're like cheap little things.
Because people have their
don't let Brian ever touch your dice either.
Like a whole bag of like,
my
hands
are coming to semen, does that matter?
Yeah. Those are the dice that have gone through the I had 7 dice, and then they failed me so many times they got put in the bag of shame.
You set those in fire.
One time Brian, I set a die on fire. That was fun. One time Brian walked up to a table. I was playing a game, and I'm like moving some models of my dice in there. He just grabbed my dice and dropped them down his pants. Just boop. Scooped a fistful down his pants, they went.
Dude, we're not talking about Brian.
Ralph does not approve of that kind of nonsense.
Wait a minute, I have a question. It's a detailed question. Was it your pants or was it your boxers as well?
In the boxers as well. It went all the way through. They went through the tumbler.
They hit the dice bag, if you know what I mean.
Who picked up the dice that eventually fell?
I shoved them all. I took them out of my. I got them out and I put them back on the table for him.
And I glared at him in rage and horror.
Well, here's the thing. How long also did it take to fall to the ground? Because if they're tidy whiteys, then they'll.
No, they went straight through.
Boxers. But he was so mad and so horrified. It was a perfect balance because he couldn't react. I got him at the exact zenith of that.
Your model went in a Twinkie. My dice went into his genitals. So just saying, you might have gotten off lucky.
To be fair,
of course, he'd known me for a couple years at this point.
He'd known me for 2 days.
I think it was probably well deserved.
You son of a bitch. I remember the time, speaking of dice, that Nathan and I were playing a game, and he got so mad that my dice were hot that he rolled them and rolled, like, snake eyes, like, twice, and then he took my dice and threw them in the trash can. I was like, those are my dice.
Fuck those dice.
My dice hated you that game.
Tort mentioned that he rolled 4 sixes against a local player, so his dice ended up in his opponent's mouth.
Oh, my goodness.
I would not put someone else's dice in my mouth.
No, nope.
It's amazing how many things in my opponent goes in my mouth after a game.
Oh.
Especially if there's a Geezy around.
Yeah. Anyway, so... dice... And it like, honestly, like...
But
consciously or subconsciously, you are probably.
If you have
cheating.
Lucky dice, you know damn well that they're warped.
Lucky, yeah, that they're.
So what? Two things I think about implementing that event is one is a bucket of water.
I've heard people say that they want to dice. They want to bucket check some people's dice, and the problem with that becomes a witch hunt as opposed to just handing out dice, which is not a witch hunt.
I like the handing out dice. I might actually for some of the ones the steamrollers I run is buy like a couple cubes of dice and hand those out for the event and make it so. You know, you have to use these for a hit and damage rolls. You can use whatever dice you want for locations. And done.
Locations matter to some extent.
They do.
Getting hit in the 1 is more effective than getting hit in the 5 and so on.
Unless it's a beast. And the 5 is awesome.
The 5 is amazing on a beast.
On a beast, yes, but not on a warjack.
On a warjack, 1 is great.
On a 4 with a warjack as well, because if they have an arc node.
Yeah.
Yeah. At any
rate. Along those lines, but though, like, we all know, well, yeah, one on a warjack. When I pointed out on lines, I'm like, you know, being left-handed is a distinct disadvantage for warjacks. And people are like, ha, ha, ha. I'm like, no, I'm serious.
No, really.
It is mathematically bad for warjacks to be left-handed. And yeah. I had to, you know, point it out to people.
Yeah.
True story. Damn it. The last thing I have is time cheaters. These are people who... Their clock is all. If it's a time, this was more of a problem for time turns because it's like, oh look, I forgot to start my time. Now I'll start my time even though I play for 7 minutes. And now they got a 17-minute turn. You have a 10-minute turn because you played by the rules,
mm-hmm.
or you know stuff like that. And that I think certain that's we play death clocks all the time, so it happens a lot less to us.
But you do see this. The way you see this is, I think you see this combined with the bullying cheater is. The person never, ever has a question on their time, but the moment the clock goes to you, they have 14 questions about your rules, and they want to see all your cards, and they want to, like, people do that.
You're right, and I call it, and I'm like, look, and I've actually called a person, like, hey, look, he always asks questions, it's a surprise, all these questions are always on my turn, never on, you know, he doesn't plan ahead, so, and that's really weird to call, because you're just being asked questions, but... You got to kind of get a sense of, wow, it's the third turn in a row. He's only what does the Avatar do again? Or they just ask redundant questions, like things that don't matter. They keep asking again and again and again.
And they throw off your planning because it's not like, oh, your turn started and I had a quick question about something that just happened. It's like, so 5 minutes ago, I had this thing happen and I have a question about it. And then, like, you start moving a model and they ask you a question as you're moving the model and you forget, like, to activate the model and you move on to something else. Like,
yeah.
There are lots of ways that that is...
That's slash subtle
innocuous
slash,
yeah. things. What's your Warcaster's strength? What the fuck do you care?
Play Ossian. Who cares?
And then you forget to activate the model because it's like, what the fuck is my strength of my Warcaster?
Yeah.
That's when I learned to start people's clocks for them. Is somebody did that to me. On like the 15-point, like, you have 2-minute turns.
Yeah, mangled metal.
Thing, I was so pissed.
And
it took like a 5-minute turn.
Yeah.
I was so angry. Anyway.
And the sad thing with the question thing, that's the problem with me is it's subtle, but it's extraordinarily malicious, and you will get people who do that on purpose because they know they can get away with it. It's such
a And they
a
already know the rule, but they don't have to prove that to you.
Sometimes I think the subtle cheaters like that are the worst people because they know it's technically not cheating, but they know it's fucking with the game system. Yep. They're doing all these... People manipulate the social... It's almost social cheating, really. Mm-hmm. Is people really manipulate that social contract of being good people and just subtly...
Well, because they know if your answer to their innocuous what's your Warcaster strength question is to just give them your cards, then you look like the asshole again. Mm-hmm. Like we were talking about with, like, judge calling.
Oh, I didn't know that made you look like an asshole.
Well, there was
if you asked somebody, like, what's such and such defense, and they just scooped all their cards and just threw them in front of you... You'd think that guy was the biggest shithead on the planet.
No, everyone always does that to me when I ask them a question.
Well, to be fair, you're a girl. Well, let's talk about what happens to the men. When the men, it's
everyone always just hands me their cards when
to
I
be,
ask
to
them
be
a
fair.
Question.
It's a thing people do to newer players.
Yeah,
because they know the newer player won't pick out the synergies in their cards, and if it's if you're an experienced player, they're just like, oh well, it's X, and for them, it's like, well, the base defense is this. Here's all my cards that can do things, and you're like, wait, so a rep player, to use an instance that I could theoretically do, how far do your halberdiers charge? They're speed 6. Like, I could just tell you they're speed 6, here's all my cards, feel free to look through them. Or I could go through the effort of being like, I'm playing Ossian and I'm not an idiot, so I brought a Houseguard Thane, so they threat 15 inches and then reform. And like...
Yeah, and I don't know whether it's because I'm outgoing and friendly so people like me, or because I'm well-known, or because I'm good enough at the game that they think that I'm going to get it anyway, but 90% of my games, those questions don't go that way. And my opponent, I answer the same way. Like, I'll be like, oh, you know, how's guards threat? And they'll be like, oh, well, they're speed 6, but I have Desperate Place and Quicken, so they threaten 15.
Yeah.
And like,
but for a newer player, they're just...
For new players, that doesn't happen. And so it's interesting because experienced players will answer that way to other experienced players because they know the experienced player probably knows it anyway, and they're just... We're checking. Both saying what we both already know, which is that with Desperate Pace and Quicken, they're 15.
Yeah.
But...
That's a related topic, and that's a debatable. I mean, I agree.
But the question thing is, it's slightly different.
But it is a thing
it
too.
It is different. It's
it's a thing that happens. And I'm always like, someone says, "What's a threat model?" I usually say, best case, I could say, if I'm fully buffed, I can go 15. But there's a lot of variables.
And the thing is, when I get asked that on their clock, I don't have a problem with it because they're trying to figure out where they can get safely. Yeah. When they ask that, and I'm in the middle of activating my model over here, I want to reach across the table and smack them.
Some of those,
and that's what they do. Is they're trying to break me up. Yep. Because I have to come back here and think, well, I don't want to be an ass, so I'm going to go ahead and explain to them how the model all works. Oh, well, we're talking about this model. I'm going to move this model now. Okay, that model's activation is done. Ooh.
Yeah. And
it's that stick move. I used to accidentally do this to people because I wouldn't ask them questions about their models per se. I would just be sociable.
Yeah.
Well, there's that too. People, it's like, okay, like if I'm playing a Xerxes brick, and I have more people have hit dice down.
Oh yeah,
death clock themselves versus that than anything else. So when I'm playing that, I'm actually quieter than normal because I know they need every second.
Yeah.
But I could very simply just ask them in the beginning of the game when we're first starting, just to have some conversation on their clock.
Yeah,
because I know because they're gonna be more friendly. A lot of players don't start getting serious until the 20 to 30 minute mark.
Yeah.
But I know I could really easily cut some time off their clock just chatting. And I know people do that. And that's a really fucking annoying thing. There's a lot of
I tried to do the reverse.
Not everyone knew that. Like I didn't know that until you pointed it out to me that some people consider that rude.
I thought I was
being polite.
But there's people there chatting. I'm not,
but even if you hand them your cards, the person that's asking you a question.
No, she's talking about if you're like, hey, did you see Guardians of the Galaxy? I'm on the clock, bitch. Shut up.
I thought I was just being polite.
Yeah. Well, there's that.
And that's what we're talking about, is a lot of these things you can do accidentally and not mean to be mean in any way. The other thing is you're not playing you're playing Circle. No one's going to dice down against you ever. Like, they're just not.
You're going to kill him on turn three or you're going to lose.
Yeah. Like, you don't play Xerxes. You don't play any of the lists that clock people. It's okay.
Yeah, I've been thinking about running that Axis Tier 3 thing just to see if people indeed are guaranteed to clock every game against me, because I'm kind of curious.
It's amazing when you play a clock. But I'm saying, there's enough social cheaters out there that really play with the charismatic cheating.
Sure.
And those people, they're out there. We're not naming names, but go fuck yourself. Know who you are. You're going,
I'd get away with that. It's funny. It's not funny. You're an ass. Not.
And if you know people that think it's funny, call them on it.
Yeah.
It's your responsibility as well to call these people.
Yeah.
And the flip side of asking questions on the opponent's clock being a dick move, when people ask me questions on their clock, which is the correct time to ask questions, sure, I try to be efficient in my answer.
Yes.
You know, examples I've had is, and I go above and beyond, like somebody's like, well, what's that guy's defense? Well, it's 12. What's this guy's defense? And I'll be like, listen, all of my beasts are defense 12. Only this guy's 14. Rest of my armor's defense 12.
I'm playing trolls.
Does this guy have reach? No. Does this guy have reach? No. Tell you what, this is the only guy with reach. Save you the trouble of asking.
When I ask people questions on my clock appropriately, they can never ever find their, like, I shouldn't say they.
Oh, yeah. And that's an annoying form of cheating that they claim it's not, they're not doing anything wrong. They're just trying to, well, you should know your own.
I finally started flipping it back to their clock.
Yeah.
Which I don't know if it's legal or not, but I was like, you know what? If you don't know what your card is, you can't answer.
You know what
question.
Happens, though? They answer pretty quickly.
The rule says.
They stop the doing it.
The understood rule that I've heard thrown about several times is, if they answer the question quickly, it's all in your time. And if they are flipping through their binder, don't find their cards, it's on their time.
Yeah.
Thanks for playing.
Yeah. No one's
going to be upset about that.
Yeah. Correct.
If you ask what's his def and he says 12 and it goes to 14, that's all on your time. If you ask, what's his death? And he's playing trolls, and he goes flipping through his cards for half hour.
Flip side. What's the second letter of the third word in the fluff on his card? Is not an acceptable thing to ship over to their clock.
Didn't know. Thanks for the clarification.
You know, that you don't get to do.
Yeah.
What's Emergo's full backstory? How do you get that fan again?
Yeah.
Which character did you take it from? You're going to the Mark One book trying to find
what
the answer.
Year AR was he born?
Forces book.
Actually, the
what's the fuel loadout on that Kodiak?
But if they answer in 10 seconds, you lose the game. Damn it! He knew the answer.
Obviously. Final Jeopardy.
But yeah, so that one makes me very angry when done.
It's one of the hardest.
I'm going to go out on a limb, and I'm going to say that if you are competing in a Masters tournament, even a Masters qualifier, and you've made it through the initial couple of rounds, and you're either the luckiest son of a bitch alive.
If you're in the top 8 of a Masters,
sure,
I'll say yeah.
You're either the luckiest son of a bitch on the planet, or you are just fucking with me. Like, if you're asking questions, like, honestly, like, you did not get to that point
without
knowing the trolls are death 12. You did not get to that point without knowing that Rhett Jacks all have a fucking magical melee weapon. I've had that asked before. Like, I think I was running, like, the Griffin Swarm or something. It was like, well, how many magical weapons do you have? I was like, all of them. I want to see all the cards on your time.
No.
I'm playing Rhett. Get bent.
Granted, Rhett, though, is probably one of those corner cases.
You're like, I didn't know they all had magical weapons.
I didn't know either.
If you had said it, I would have believed
The only weapons in Rhett that aren't magical are fists, which is why Hyperion is such a douche nozzle on so many levels. He's like one of the only Rhett heavies that doesn't have magical melee.
Because his fists aren't magical?
His fists aren't magical. And his side guns aren't magical.
Are
it's just the big
fists
gun.
Magical?
Yup.
So it's just jacks with fists don't have magical weapons.
Yup.
But the ones that have battle glaives with open hands are magical because they're wristing you to death.
Almost everything in Rhett that's a jack or in any way does anything magical is just magical because we're awesome. Because we're awesome.
Interesting. Yeah. So somebody was mentioning before is kind of going back to our dice thing. What do you think about people who roll all their dice at once? Like, this is my attack and damage roll.
You're not allowed to do that. I tried to do that once someone punched me. It was like a first tournament.
I don't like it. Yeah, especially, people get weird. They're like, these two are my to hit roll. Yeah. These two are my damage roll. If I get a crit, this slightly different colored red one is my extra because I have brutal. And then this one's my locate. No, fuck you.
Just roll. Why are you choking me?
The only thing
I'm not strangling, I'm choking. Make a note.
The only early die. The other way around. The only early die roll that I don't have a problem with, and you're actually cheating yourself doing this, just FYI, is if somebody's attacking a warlock and they roll a location die.
I do that a lot because
it's just like you're probably going to transfer. You're giving your opponent information you don't have to give them, but I don't have a problem with it.
Actually, you're giving yourself information.
No, you're the opponent that's going to transfer is who you're giving.
Because they can suddenly decide instead of transferring it to the blitzer, they can transfer it to...
You're only hurting yourself.
The person who is transferring is gaining knowledge.
You're only hurting yourself, but feel free. Yeah. Other than that, roll the right dice.
I always forget that warcasters don't have a location.
I do that. I will regularly.
One of them does. One warcast and one warlock.
When I'm getting in a hurry, I roll a location. I'm like, this is my location die.
Yep.
And I'm rolling that with every attack I'm doing. I know your man of war doesn't have location. Fuck you.
Yeah.
I got a rhythm going.
And I don't have a problem with that. But to hit with the damage, especially. It's very easy to get them mixed up, and like it's just a bad idea.
I have hard time reasons. Yeah. I've had, I've got my two red dice, and then I've got this like blue die or whatever. Yeah. I'm like, those are damage, and that's location. By the way, I'm going to roll all three when I'm doing my attack rolls also because I'm just going to scoop all three and throw them. Yeah. Just ignore the blue one on my to hit rolls. I've seen that as well.
Yeah. A form of dice cheating that is also very important, and I apologize for anyone that accidentally bought the PP dice, not knowing this about them, is if your dice are not legible from across the table,
fuck you.
Throw them in a trash can, go buy legible dice, you cheating dick. It's not just the fact that I can't verify that what you rolled is what you say you rolled, because I can't, because it's the fucking retribution of Syrah die.
Those symbol dice.
Oh my God.
He does those on purpose.
He does that in funny games. I don't think he does that.
I've actually made him
cheat. He does those big foam dice.
Yeah, I know.
I'm like, Keith, I can't play with those dice. I'm going to rage.
So anyway.
For his birthday, and yet you Jackie didn't
put them down your pants.
And bought him like ridiculous dice.
He loves ridiculous. She's like, which of these are the hardest to read? They're all terrible. I don't know.
I found some bad
dice. They got Roman numerals on them.
So anyway. If your dice aren't legible from across the table, you're a cheating asshole. B, you're probably cheating all the time if you have illegible dice, because your mind sees what it wants to see if they are that confusing to read. Like, just get legible dice.
Ooh. Make sure. So here's, this just occurred to me, although this falls under that realm. Novelty dice. Not novelty, I should say. Souvenir dice.
Sure.
They'll have the symbol instead of the six.
Or the one.
They'll have the symbol instead of the one. Yeah. Make sure all your dice are consistent about which side the symbol is on.
And tell your opponent ahead of time.
If you roll your dice and there's two Gen Cons, a War Machine Weekend, a Daikon, and a Crippled System, are those all sixes? Are those all ones? Is it half sixes, half ones?
I prefer you just not use those dice.
Well, I'm okay with using them.
If they're consistent. Like, I only have the Crippled System dice. Right. I think I have War Machine Weekend as well, but it's the same. Like, in both cases.
We should have made the Crippled System dice stuff. Some of one set to be the four, the next set to be the three, and then it's two.
It's random on each die.
And show your and if you are going to use one that has a symbol and it's legible, that's fine. Show them whether it's the one of the six at the beginning of the game.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, you're going to get in a rush. Yeah. You're going to roll your dice quickly. You're going to be like, oh, I totally hit. And they're going to be like, the fuck you did. And I was like, oh, like, I saw the symbol, so it's a six. And they're like, well.
Well, then you can just show them.
Except they're going to be like, I don't remember what I saw because I didn't know I was looking for a symbol as a six.
Gotcha.
Like, you're going to get in a situation where you're going
to. Yeah, I didn't realize I had a flow chart and diagrams to be prepared for this test.
Yeah, exactly. So. Anyway, that's another form of dice cheating, is using illegible dice. And I accidentally did this. One of our locals actually has really terrible vision, which I didn't realize. And I was playing Jeff, one of the Jeffs. And so we were playing, and I was rolling on my
side. Four Jeffs.
Yeah, I know. Well, Circle Jeff. I was rolling on my side of the table, and he couldn't see shit. And my dice are pretty legible. And so I started rolling my damage like over on his side of the table. I was like, I have another set. You read those. I'll get the next one ready. Because he could, literally couldn't see them across the table.
Did he not have his contacts in?
I don't know. I never realized he was blind as a bat.
There's some folks that are like, I think Daughter of Frankenstein.
Daughter of Frankenstein and Black are both legally blind.
Like Black is legally
blind. Jeff's never said anything before. Yeah. Like, this is the first I'm hearing about it.
It shocked me too.
So he must have just like not had his contacts in that day.
He might have.
But my point is, like if your opponent can't, if there is a reason your opponent can't see your dice on your side of the table,
or he's fucking with you,
or is he gonna be fucking with you, roll them where they can see them. Like it legitimately shouldn't cost you much to roll here versus here, which I know no one on air can hear. But like reaching a little bit across the table, as long as you're not one of those people who's like, I threw my dice into the world, like
you're whipping your casino dice across the table, ka-ping, ka-ping, man, ka-ping.
Nothing like someone who paints a lot just freak the fuck out when you start chucking those casino dice across the table. God, yeah, just like
nope,
yeah.
You'll lose because you've been murdered.
I know, it's probably been 2 hours by now.
Hey, I have crossed everything off. We've covered it all.
I don't think we're gonna have time for the zappies.
Anyone have final thoughts?
Don't cheat.
Unless it's at Scrabble.
Unless it's cheat at Scrabble.
Apparently at Scrabble and Monopoly it's fine, but otherwise don't cheat.
Well, okay.
Hold on. Just don't play Monopoly.
Don't play Monopoly or Scrabble, especially if Katie, and if you have to play it, make sure Katie's nowhere around or realize it's no real Scrabble.
Is when you can replace letters on the board with letters that are in your little thingy, so then you can steal them. That's always really fun.
That's something her family actually does in Scrabble. Her family is
my mother's family motto was win if you can, lose if you must, but always cheat.
It's not cheating.
We are never playing.
And her dad had a great one. This is true as well.
The thing with the gym ruined it.
No, that was Illuminati.
Yeah, we're never playing Illuminati.
Her dad was an avid golfer and an avid gin player, and his slogan worked for either, which is, he who keeps score and loses is a fool. Oh, what do you know? I beat you by two. Meh. Didn't you 8-putt that one? Nope, says two. Fuck off.
Putt-putt is also an acceptable time to cheat.
Yeah.
As it turns out.
It's required, isn't it? I thought it was like a...
I've literally never cheated when keeping score at putt-putt. And then I went putt-putting with Katie one time, and she asked to keep score. I have never putt-putted such a terrible, atrocious round of putt-putt in my entire life. Like, I didn't know you could putt a 300. Like,
you were just having an off day.
I was having an off day.
Katie
had a 7.
It was true. I also didn't know that in an 18-round course, you could putt less than an 18.
So here's a putt-putt related thing. I have a free game I want. I think this card's like from the 1870s. Raylene won't let me use it because she's embarrassed that I still have it in my wallet. And the last time we went into the miniature golf, like afterwards, I asked the lady at the cash register, I'm like, would you have taken this? She's like, of course I would.
It says a high school.
Don't ask why it says 10 a.m. high school on the back of my free miniature golf.
That's my friend Bob.
I won this
in high school.
I met somebody at 10 a.m. at the high school for something. Don't worry about it.
All right, so I'm gonna answer just like one here, or maybe a couple. Now that some other podcasts have a member who has qualified for War Machine Weekend, when will Crippled System join this elite club?
We were there in the past.
Yeah,
we've been there before.
We've been there years ago.
Yeah,
before
all the cheaters played.
I will qualify in 2015, or something will happen.
Okay.
I
was the first alternate, but that's when everyone showed up. And the year before I was in, and the year before Jim was in, and we've had
qualifiers.
Yeah. And I mean, I was in several of the Masters qualifier events this year. I qualified into them. So
yeah. If none of us make it on this year, I'll do something.
Well, as I said, I may not play.
So. I don't plan on playing for all of 2015.
That's fine. Then it's down to Brian and I, or down to just me. So, whatever. One of us is getting in, or else something terrible.
You don't want to know what happens when Nathan goes terrible.
I don't know where my models are at.
Zappity. I had one of them.
It's true, we did.
I gave it back.
Somebody made a suggestion for the next movie, Pain Train, should be Seventh Son.
I think we saw the trailers for that, and it looked terrible. That'll be terrible.
That's a pain train.
Someone else said Interstellar, but then somebody else I talked to said it's amazing. It's very bipolar.
I don't know.
Yeah, because I've heard some people say it was 3 hours of shit, and some people saying that it's the best thing
ever. I would never say it was 3 hours, it was long, it was slow, it was amazing acting, amazing science, and you're like, what?
I like 2001, that's long and boring, but amazingly acted, and I like that movie.
Yeah, I think you could like it. I mean, I still don't know what I feel about that movie. That's my review is Interstellar, I don't know.
Thank you, Ralph.
All right, so are we going to cut it short? No recommendations?
Okay.
my recommendation is 30 seconds, because one of them's a repeat, and one of them might be a repeat. No, fuck you, 30 seconds. Glengarry Glen Ross is one of the greatest movies ever. It's on Netflix. Go on IMDb. The cast list is like 7 people long, and 6 of them have won multiple Academy Awards. So go fucking watch Glengarry Glen Ross.
When you watch it, you're like, man, I've heard all these quotes. This entire movie I've heard spoken to me before, because it's all quotable. It's amazing.
Yeah. Alec Baldwin is in it for like 2 minutes. He has one monologue, and he got an Oscar for it. Like, the movie's fucking amazing. And then my repeat, because I guarantee that 90% that none of you listen to me, Persona 4 is the best JRPG of the last decade.
You mentioned
it's
that fucking before.
It's a repeat. I recommended it way early, and I guarantee nobody bought it on my recommendation, so I'm recommending it again because I just replayed it again. It's fucking amazing, Persona 4.
I've been afraid to.
You'd like it. It's a dating simulator. /JRPG. I explained this because during the day it's a dating simulator, and during the night you go into dungeons and battle monsters, and the relationships you build during the day increase various tied to them stats at night. So like,
I remember you talking about
your football buddy is tied to your strength, and the band geek girl is tied to your intelligence, and so whoever you hang out with, they affect your stats in the RPG element. It's awesome.
Would a band girl be dexterity?
No.
Anyway,
somebody's thinking way too hard about this.
Katie.
I don't have a recommendation this week.
All right. Yeah.
Go to Home Depot because it's good.
Go to Home Depot. Depot.
Don't be married to a short woman. Or don't be born a short woman.
Don't be born a short woman.
All right.
Wow.
My recommendation, I may have recommended it before, is Kilo Kai Rum. I was reminded again how delicious it is when we were at War Machine Weekend.
Travis gave me fucking Captain Morgan's pre-mixed Long Island iced tea mix. It was delicious, and I drank way... Like, I filled, like, a giant solo cup with it, and Travis, like, he told me after the fact that he saw me do that and was horrified/amused, because I drank it all in, like, 30 seconds, and that was a terrible/wonderful idea. It's delicious.
It is pretty good.
Yeah,
I was there for
Captain Morgan's pre-mixed. It's just a bottle of pre-mixed Long Island iced tea.
It is pretty
tasty.
And
it tastes like joy and happiness and love.
What was yours?
Kilo Kai. It's a rum.
Yeah. Shockingly good, shockingly cheap. Like, dollar per quality, it's a good balance.
For the Kilo Kai or the...
Yeah, the Kilo Kai.
Yeah, the Kilo Kai.
Like, somebody showed me a jar of Kilo Kai, and it's like $20, and it's like, what? And it was good.
I forget who it was. Somebody came up to me, because I'd mentioned how I was drinking the Kilo Kai versus the Kraken I know who it was. Painting with Metal John, who always does the Kraken. Yeah. And he had Kraken with him there, and he was drinking his Kraken, like, taking shots and mixing them there. I was like, John, I don't want to ruin Kraken for you, but I brought Kilo Kai, and I talked about it on the Legion Sode. Like, you should try Kilo Kai. And he took a shot of my Kilo Kai, and he said, damn, Kraken sucks. So I'm just saying, the largest proponent of Kraken that I know thinks Kilo Kai is better. He may not have said it sucks. He said something along those lines. It probably hit profanity.
Unplayable trash.
Because it's John.
Yeah. Yeah, the Kraken is unplayable trash.
Yeah.
My recommendation is the YouTube channel Tested, which is basically Adam and Joel from, or Adam and...
Rooster Teeth, I assume?
No. I got those wrong. Adam and... from Mythbusters.
Oh, Adam and Jamie?
Adam and Jamie. It's basically them with two other guys doing a whole bunch of things.
So it's the Mythbusters?
Maybe-ish. But they just did... I actually posted on Katie's wall recently. They're the ones who did the costume for Professor Farnsworth.
That was creepy. I went to go put it on Katie's wall, and then right underneath it I saw Andy Welton share this on Katie's wall. I'm like, damn it.
He also did a costume for Zoidberg as well.
But Zoidberg was a mask.
Yeah, and that was actually really cool good. Yeah. Both of them, I think, were pretty solid.
Katie, did you see the Farnsworth cosplay, and did you think, yeah, I'd hit it? No?
Okay. All right. I have some standards.
My recommendation is more of a warning. If you used to play World of Warcraft and it's that expansion time and you haven't jumped the boat into it and you're like, man, I liked World of Warcraft, but I have an addictive personality. I'm afraid I would get sucked again. Run away. Because they added this garrison system. And let me just explain garrison system is basically meth. Once you get a taste of it, you're not going to stop it.
I
mentioned it beforehand. It's basically, if Breaking Bad was going to start today, it wouldn't be about meth. It'd be about the garrison system and WoW. Because it's amazingly, addictively awesome. Run away if you are even thinking.
Tim, you are not allowed.
Yeah, Tim. If you want to do things this winter, don't try it. That's my recommendation.
All right.
Hooray!
And don't cheat.
Fucking cheat.
Hey, 5 more episodes until the big 100.
I have plans for the 100.
Pip still hasn't found the 10th episode yet. He's incompetent.
I like how people posted. Oh, was it you that posted in the link?
No, I just sent it. I PM'd him. I was like, here's the link.
Somebody actually posted him in the link, which was hilarious.
Yeah, 10th episode. Deal with it.
The end.
All right, so we're calling it quits, huh?
We are calling it quits. Unless there's something amazing on the Twitch feed that we need to address before we stop.
I have to explain to somebody, or somebody give me the spelling for Kilo Kai.
Yeah.
K-I-L-O.
Space K-A-I.
Like Kilo. Space K-A-I.
What's this power button do?
Kai.
Do not fucking press anything. God damn it.
So, Kilo Kai.
So none of our listeners are worth a damn and have anything we need to answer before we say goodbye?
No, it's... Well, we
kind of want to say.
Okay, that's fine. If Andy had a last minute, say, oh my goodness, we need to hit this. But we don't, because everybody sucks. So the end.
No, everyone's awesome.
Everyone is awesome.
I'm indifferent to whatever's going on.
You're a woman, so it doesn't matter.
I'll point.
I like Home Depot. But I never had anything delivered, and I'm a man, so I guess that's why they're next to me.